everybody. Episode 600. Yes, that's right. Episode 600 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you on this special episode of RP Grinders?
Man, I was good until I turned my computer on and it started doing updates and I sat here and it was doing updates.
Hey, if it makes you feel better, Breakman, you only cost us a half an hour today. You know, that's it.
Awesome.
Yeah. So,
laptop's getting updates, so because my desktop has not been bugged for updates yet.
Oof. Okay. What were you saying, Break?
Let me see. I'm trying to add this to the shared drive. Yeah, I'm failing at this.
Don't worry about it, man. We're just going to go, whatever. At least you can do updates, Weiland says. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. At least you can do them. All right, we got a late start today's show, but no problem. Episode 600 will be giving away a video game later on in the show. I'm going to ask a trivia question, so we'll give a little bit of leeway to let some people get in, hopefully. It's not going to be that hard of a trivia question, but it is going to be a trivia question. We got a few people in chat. We got Commander Root, Electrical Longboards in there. Bernie's in chat, even though she is not eligible to win the video game. Weiland is in there, good friend Weiland. And our good friend Slagar is in chat. So welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining RP Grinders.
Oh, good. He was asking when the show was starting.
Who? Oh, Slagar. Yeah.
It's the cartoon bracket. He really, really wanted to be here for it.
So. Yeah, he's not here for the free video games. He's here for the cartoon bracket. So we got lots to talk about today. Not a lot of news, thankfully, but we'll get into that in just a second. No special guests. I tried to procure some special guests, but we couldn't quite do that. I almost had a guest celebrity that asked the question, but I couldn't quite secure that either, so it's just going to be us asking the question, and that's it. If you're listening on the archives, don't fret. You'll have a chance to win a $25 gift card to the place of your choice, whether it's GameStop, Evil GameStop, or Best Buy, or whatever. We will get you a $25 gift card. And that way you can feel like you're included too, because we do love the archive listeners as well. So, gentlemen, why don't we get started with the news?
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
All right, from RPG site, we've got the date for Fate Tactics, which is scheduled for July 31st for the PC, Steam, and the Humble Store. And set to release on the Switch later in the year.
Looks really, really pretty. I don't know if you had a chance to look at this, Break, but man, the game looks gorgeous. It looks like a 16-bit tactic game.
Wait, we started the show?
Yes, we did, Breakman. We certainly did. it looks really good. I mean, as far as tactics games look, it's beautiful. Looks really good. It's got good effects. You know, I mean, I don't know if the game's going to be good, but it looks
awesome. It looks fast, unlike many 3D tactics games I've seen lately that are slow.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the key, is to kind of update it without, you know, updating it too much, you know. So looks nice. Looks really, really nice. So something to look forward to. Anything else on that, Eric?
No.
All right, Break, you're up.
Coming to us live from RPG site. Why are you still loading? Side scroller action RPG Eastern Exorcist released for Steam Early Access on August 14th.
Yeah.
There you go. This is a PlayStation 4 game. Eastern Exorcist is a stunning 2D side-scrolling action RPG set in a fictitious Eastern world with the infestation of vicious demon monsters. Play as a skilled exorcist against chaotic evil to fight your way through the brutal world and experience unforeseen entanglements of complex beings. That's interesting, I guess.
Yeah.
Sounds like every RPG. Art direction, all hand-drawn Chinese ink painting style with many atmospheric scenes. That doesn't. Combat system. Use your sword to execute demons and monsters with tactical combat mechanics and hand-drawn frame-by-frame action design. Ooh, I want to see that in a I want to see that. Storyline experience a complicated journey with joy and sorrow as an exorcist, and cutscenes. Cutscenes are showed in the form of Chinese opera.
Yeah, it looks...
Chinese opera.
Let me go back to Slagar. He says, "Look, the last game looked like Mega Man meets RPG." Yeah, it did.
I don't know about that.
This game right here, though...
That's what Battle Network was.
Yeah, this game right here, Eastern Exorcist, looks incredible. It's got hand-drawn art. It's a side-scroller. It looks absolutely incredible. I hope it lives up to the hype because this game looks great. Have you had a chance to look at this one, Break? Like, while we're doing it?
With the developer.
Yeah. Freak 5's in chat. He says, congrats on 600, Grinders. Thanks, Freak. I mean, it means a lot, dude. I mean, 600 for a weekly show is a long time. Yeah, Slagar says this game looks great too, man. Both of them look really good, man. This one especially. I'm very, very impressed visually.
The other one looks a lot, looks more fun than like pretty. This one looks just, it looks both gorgeous. Pretty and fun.
Yeah, it looks really, really pretty, man, for sure.
Like the animation, I wanted to see it, and I'm so far impressed. It
yes,
looks really good.
Looks great.
I like hand drawn animation.
Absolutely.
It says Wildfire Games is a global group of volunteer game developers, so they're all indies gathered from around the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not one specific developer.
It looks fantastic. It looks really fantastic.
A lot of times those don't work out, but every once in a while, like a collaboration of a lot of different people turns out to be really great.
Yeah, absolutely. Freak5 says, hashtag I poop today. Yeah. I don't think I poop today. I need to get on that after the show for sure. But it looks really good, this game. Eastern Exorcist looks fantastic. All right, let's move on to the next story.
Does it say anything about platforms?
I didn't notice that, Eric. It doesn't say.
I'm guessing PC, maybe consoles later.
Yeah. All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Survival RPG Artificer, Science of Magic, launching for PC via Steam on July 23rd. Publisher Games Operators and developer Psilocybe Games have announced that survival RPG Artificer Science of Magic will launch for, I just said that.
Oh, the developers, Games Operators, and publisher Psilocybe.
Oh, okay, so they got it mixed up here. Find an announcement trailer. Okay, there's a trailer. So it's a single-player survival RPG, so if you're into that. Researching and practicing the arcane arts. This game also looks kind of cool. It's not, I mean,
it looks kind of rough though.
It looks a little rough, but it looks cool. I mean, it's not, I mean, if you're into survival games, that's what you can kind of expect, but it's got a cool, like trippy, like, I don't know, LSD style, I guess is the best way to do it. It features a unique survival RPG that mixes fantasy world with science fiction. Elements, original graphic design, deftly connecting two different realities of science and magic, system of harvesting ingredients, crafting elixirs, and casting spells, allowing gamers to choose their playthrough style. Monsters dissection mechanics, allowing the discovery of weak points. Ooh, that's actually kind of cool. I've always wanted a game like that where you, like, you, I mean, there have been games like where you can scan, like, what was it, Metroid, where you scan and kind of figure shit out, but that's really cool. You can do, I guess.
I said scam. I want to scam people. Like, that sounds pretty awesome.
That would be a cool RPG, scamming people. Well, just actually play any Square Enix game and, you know, you're there. Beautiful soundtrack.
I mean, like, for instance, you can be, like, how Fable was meant to be. Like, you can be anything you want type thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So you could have good people, and then you could be the asshole if you want. Yeah. And just scam people.
Exactly.
You know, with all the games simulators that are out there on Steam nowadays, you think they were a corrupt publisher simulator?
That'd be funny.
Game publisher.
That would be so meta. That'd be such a meta game, Eric. A beautiful soundtrack will help gamers to immerse themselves in this one of a kind world. Wyland says, Frank, Evil G has Marvel Zombies 10-inch The Thing pop, and Wyland is exiled. He's the first one to be exiled today for trying to make me spend more money than I want. I'm not getting into... I want every one of those Marvel Zombie
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on, hold on. That's what gets him the first exile of the show?
Yeah, exactly.
Recommendation? Like, he does something nice and gets him exiled?
Look, Weiland knows.
We haven't even started the old person jokes
yet. No, Weiland knows.
There's no reason for him recommending it, though.
Weiland wants to bankrupt me, man. Like, I looked at all those Marvel zombie pops, and I'm like, I would buy every single... But the problem is, I don't have room for them anymore. My horror collection is complete. In my mind, I got everything that I possibly could want, Funko-wise, horror-wise, unless they come out with something new. But the Marvel Zombies is way too much. I don't have... If I had this shelf space, I would get every single one of those because they're fucking badass. But no, I don't have... I don't have any more room, literally. I have zero room for any more, so... And yeah, he is exiled for that break, man, because he's...
I mean, I'm just... there's usually an insult or something like that, but no, okay.
It's an insult to my wallet, man, and Weiland knows what he's doing. Don't kid yourself. He's like an evil mastermind, you know? He says, well, the thing is made of rock, so it might remind him of his first... How dare you?
Wait. See, that's the kind of thing that I would expect to get next.
Well, guess what?
Here's first friend, Ugg.
Guess what? You're all fucking exiled, you sons of bitches. I'm walking off 600.
Ugg, Merton, Earth, all those guys.
All right, Eric, you're up next, son of a bitches.
All right. I'll tell you, Rise of 2 is a thing that's apparently happening because...
No, you skipped one.
Well, I thought we did the RPG Maker.
Yeah,
we kind of talked about this one. I'll just do it real quick. I'll do both of them.
Okay. No, no, don't do both of them because I want Eric to do the last one.
Oh, okay.
Just do this one.
We got a date now. It's August 20th.
All right.
Price is $79.99. So
Jesus Christ! The new RPG Maker where you can make shit.
That's only got minimal graphical upgrades. Probably a lot more assets though, so I'm not getting yours for the cost.
$79.99 if you
want
to make
it. When is it going to get closer to modern day?
I agree. Like they should be.
I think the weird thing is, I think you can do 3D models. It's just the game's bread and butter is 2D. So like,
Why don't they work out a deal with I don't know, some like Unreal Engine or something to do an RPG Maker in that? That would be cool.
These look to me like what Kemco is putting out. Like all the Kemco games are made with them.
Kemco doesn't really make games anymore. EX Create makes games on behalf of Kemco. So they're basically a second party developer.
Yeah, look, Slago says,
but they use a customized RPG Maker engine in the first place. So
Slagar says, does it come with a Sega Genesis to use it on? Exactly, Slagar. Exactly.
True.
Yeah.
We want more modern games. It doesn't even have to be 3D. Like, look, for instance, look at that game we were looking at earlier. That hand-drawn art of that looked so fucking amazing.
It did.
And then we go to this, and we've got 8-bit bushes.
And, exactly.
I guess is that supposed to be trees or mountains? I can't tell. What is that?
It's like a mixture.
It's a hill.
Yeah,
it's a hill. Sean, well, goddamn it. See, I was all way off.
Yeah, exactly. So I agree with you guys. Like, but honestly, why can't RPG Maker, with the amount of money that they made over the years, because they've obviously made a shit ton of money, why can't they fucking get with like Unreal Engine or somebody to create something?
I think it's the only series that's keeping Kenko afloat. They just buy the license every year.
Yeah,
I mean it's cool that there's a game like this, but. It's the same thing. Every RPG Maker has essentially been the same.
Yep, I agree. Just a few more assets, and that's it. You know, and it's done.
Or a few more scripting like tricks.
Yeah. Well, still, like, I'm not paying for that dumb shit. You know, I mean, come on.
That's $70 or $80. Hell no.
Yeah.
Wait a couple of years, it'll drop.
Of course.
And then they'll have the new one out, which will have even more assets.
Yep, exactly. All right, Break, you get the honor of the last story.
Oh, Frank.
I don't know. Like, MV or whatever it was before was out for quite some time before they went to this one.
Yeah, but I'm saying when that one comes out, it'll be slightly graphically better.
Yeah, exactly. Slightly. Exactly.
They still won't have, like, a good 3D engine or anything like that, or... better or new animation style or anything.
Nothing. Yep, exactly.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Atelier Riza. The Riza, the Jizza?
Riza.
Riza. No, that's not one of the Wu-Tang members. It was Riza. I know that.
That's the name of the character, though.
Yeah.
Wait, Wu-Tang. RZA from the Wu-Tang is in this game?
I would totally play that. I would totally play.
I'm telling
play
you how to pronounce this character.
I know how you spell RZA. Here's a question for you, Break. Would you play a Wu-Tang RPG? I would.
Fuck yes.
I totally would, man.
They're total weebs. Yeah. I'm surprised they haven't tried to get one made already. So.
Yeah.
I'd expect more of like fighting games from them, because I mean their whole thing is the.
Yeah.
Is
that... Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're right. There is one, actually. But I would think
it's more... What about Wu-Tang Warriors type game?
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I don't care if it's good as long as it has the music, then I'd be all right. So anyway, Lost Legends and the Secret Fairy has appeared in the Australian Classification Board filed by Koei Tecmo Europe.
Yeah.
Man, I mispronounced the hell out of that. Toei Tecmo Europe. It looks to be a sequel to Atelier Riza... Ever Darkness and Secret Hideout, right? Was it Riza?
Yep, Riza.
Riza, Ever Darkness, and the Secret Hideout, but has not yet been officially announced. The original game was released last fall. It has surpassed 420 shipments and digital sales.
Yeah.
That's vague, but if they're touting the numbers, it means that they like them, so they're happy with them.
Yep.
It's hard to say for sure based on the title alone, but it looks like it's a follow-up game. Maybe the rare case where the follow-up game stars the same protagonist. I do want to see that more in RPGs.
Yeah, this is a direct sequel, which is weird for Atelier.
Yeah. Yeah, that is
that's
weird.
That's kind of cool. Like, I like when Final Fantasy start doing sequels to their big games.
Yep. All right.
Like, the most they ever got before was the Eternal Monasteries, which had a 1, 2, and 3 bed. Completely different plots.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, how cool would it be to go back and say play Final Fantasy VI like with those characters again in a new story?
Yeah. You know? Exactly.
Maybe 5 years later, everything, all the peace and tranquility's gone because some new asshole's back. You know?
Yeah. Let's see. Let's get into chat here. I guess somebody told DSP not to do gameplay stream. He said it's going to be a talking stream. Oh, boy. That's going to be a train wreck. Eric is apparently drunk. Right on, Eric. Good for you. And Slagar says more bottles. Get some more bottles.
I only bought one. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. He only bought one.
They're like $15 at most. I bought mine for like 8 because it was on sale.
Oh, there you go. Good deal, man.
Well, you could have bought 2 of them for $16 and you missed this opportunity?
Yeah, I didn't know how much I wanted to get. Yeah. So
we don't want Eric passing out on episode 600, man. That's a bad luck.
Yeah, that's
man.
My job.
Yeah, that's Breakman's job or my job. All right, let's move on to...
I don't think so.
Homie, don't play that.
All right, homie discounts. Eric, you have one for the PlayStation. What is it?
Yeah. If you go to Rakuten, you can buy Neo 2 for $20.
Ooh, that's a good deal.
The fiscal version. Wow. Or you can get the special edition at Best Buy for, like, I think 40 or 50, somewhere in that range.
Yeah. I'd get the lesser one. So what are you drinking, Freak 5 ask? Eric, what were you drinking?
I had Jester's Blush, which is from a local brewery called Fronte.
Oh, there you go. Nice, man. Very good. Let's see. Xbox still has those free anime seasons. Just check those out. There's some good ones on there.
Sorry, I meant winery, not brewery, but yeah. They're basically the same thing. I mean, I'm sure they also make beer, but...
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Oh, Breakman. I know we have some dear Breakman, so let me do this. All right, Breakman. You're up. Dear Breakman.
We have two questions. As I said before, to kind of space it out, I'm only doing one. And it's one of these, but dear Breakman, this comes from Bernie, because Bernie and Freak are the only one who ever asked questions. So from Bernie, RP Grinders, is 69 finer? Thoughts? Dare break, man.
You mean age? Because, like, Frank's definitely older.
How dare you, you son of a bitch. Of course you had to go there. God damn it, you're exiled, Eric. Are you guys competing to see who can get exiled the most? Because so far, Wyland's winning. What kind of twisted 600 episode is this where Freak hasn't been exiled even once, and Wyland is winning in the exile department, and Eric got exiled? Anyways, continue
69 on. Is fine, especially at 69.
Oh, okay.
When you turn 69, you're supposed to 69. Just so you know, like it's a year long thing.
Are you supposed?
And if both of you don't have the exact same age, then you get to do it 2 years. Which is a bonus.
Are you supposed to like wait until like are you supposed to be a 69 virgin until you're 69? Breakman, is that what you're saying?
What's a virgin?
Duly noted, man. Yeah, 69 is fine by me, I guess. So there you go.
Yeah, 69 is absolutely spectacular. If it isn't, you're doing it wrong. Fuck you for doing it wrong. Shame on you. Shame.
You know, I mean, there's always the half of 69 as well, you know, for either party. So there's that. What is that, like the 34 and a half? Whatever. I don't know.
It's just six, I think. Well, no, it's not. It's the nine because they're on their knees, right?
Oh, I got you. It could be either. The men do that too, so, you know.
Well, then, right. if it's a woman on her knees, it's a nine. If it's a man, it's a six, you know, because he's lying down.
Oh, okay. Right? There you go.
I think that's how it works.
Okay. All right. And you're saving another one for next week, break?
Yeah, I'm saving
okay. next week. All right. Well, that was Dear Breakman. If you guys want to send in Breakman questions, at RP Grinders, hashtag Dear Breakman. You can ask them anything.
Are you sure that's all they want to know about the 69? I mean, do you need to know, like, how to do it specifically? I mean, how to, for instance, how to
become... Practice your cunnilingus.
Look, this is a family-oriented show. Breakman, so you
well,
know.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to just help here. I'm not, you know, I'm just thinking like you might be hurting your elbows if you're doing it wrong or something. Not properly holding yourself up, you know.
Oh, I see. Well, aren't you supposed to be like laying horizontally? I mean, unless you're doing that freaky Kama Sutra stuff, man. You know.
Well, I mean, you can do it on your sides, but the proper way of doing it, you know, one person on top, one person on the bottom.
Right, right. That's
the proper way of doing it, but, you know, I'm not one of those sticklers to the rules. You know, if you want to do it on your side, that's fine.
All right, we'll give you a pass no matter how you do it. It's fine by us, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yep, yep.
All right.
You get a pass. That's
okay. All right, let's move on.
It's Dear Breakman approved.
There you go. Here we go. Let's move on to...
Inquiring minds want to know.
What have you been playing? That's what we want to know.
I've mostly been getting ready for the thing that we're going to do a little later. I didn't get much time at all to play. I didn't even turn Final Fantasy on. I just played a little bit of Star Wars.
Okay. All right. And then by that thing, you mean our greatest cartoon of all time bracket that we'll be doing later, right, Breakman?
Perhaps.
Okay.
I'm still trying to figure out how to share it with you.
We'll just do it on the fly, man. It's better that way anyways, Break. No problem. Okay. Eric, what have you been playing?
Just more Seven Scarlet and played a little bit more CrossCode, and I got to the end dungeon, and then I decided I didn't want to put up with the game's puzzle, so I just watched somebody else beat the game instead.
Okay. Alright.
So I did that. And so he's more or less done. So You'll see our reviews from him.
Sweet Holly is in chat. Welcome, Sweet Holly. Thanks for joining.
Otherwise, I've been watching LPs of some of Distortion 2 doing odd runs of Dark Souls 3 where he'll either do Miracle runs or he'll do the Great Bow runs or he'll do Pyro runs, stuff like that.
All right. Freak 5 gets his first exile.
Also, said, I'm now watching Lobos Jr. do Bloodborne guns only run.
Oof, wow. Freak 5 says, if you aren't old and weak like Frank, you can hold your partner upside down while you 69. How dare you, Freak 5, son of a bitch. You're exiled.
See, That's why I didn't bring it up, because of how old Frank is. I was afraid of him hurting himself by mentioning it even.
Frank needs to become Robo Frank, and then he can do all the 69s
walking off. I'm walking off this show. I'm walking off.
I was trying to care about your feelings here. I'm sorry. Like, I was, you know, I was trying to be discreet, but.
Guys are sons of
bitches. I can't
help
what happens.
You know, yeah, with friends like you guys, man, seriously, like friends like you guys. I'm walking off this damn show, man. All right, let's...
Well, that's nice of you. Thanks.
let's see. I played just a little bit of DQ11. I've been watching a lot of stuff lately, so I'll be doing some reviews later. But and Marvel Puzzle Quest. So let's move on. Speaking of reviews.
RP Grinders, reviews.
Okay. Eric, I didn't see any reviews for you. Breakman, do you have any reviews this week, or...
I can review the brackets I made.
I think we'll do that during our free-for-all, man. Real quickly, I have a couple quick reviews. Per a listener suggestion, Black Cat suggested Glitch. It's a show on Netflix, and I got to say, it's pretty good. It's pretty original. It's an Australian show, and at first you kind of think it's like a typical kind of zombie show. But it's not. It's a little different. It takes a twist at the end of season one.
You know, there's an anime called Black Cat, but I'm sure it has nothing to do with this.
No, Black Cat is our listener, man. He listens. but Glitch is so far so good. It's a kind of a slower burn type series, but a lot of good character development. Like, basically the premise is these five or six people kind of rise from the grave. And they're like from different time periods, so you can't really pinpoint, like, you know, anything in particular. Why
their bodies aren't all messed up?
No, they're in perfect condition, perfect health, and that's part of the whole deal. So you kind of learn a little bit, but you don't learn a lot, which is good. But they're all stuck.
So it's kind of like Gantz. They might be all clones or something.
Don't know yet, man. But it, basically. The premise is these five or six people come back, and this cop, who looks like a cross between Ryan Reynolds and Ryan Quanten, the Australian actor. But anyways, he's actually really good in this show, and he's kind of the lead actor. And it's kind of got a good premise, because these people come back to the grave. One of them is that guy's wife that passed away, the officer. The guy I was saying that looks kind of like Ryan Reynolds.
But they don't remember, so they can't tell.
No. She remembers everything up until her death. So, but she doesn't remember anything after that. But anyways, this guy... But the thing is, they can only stay within a certain radius of this town. Yeah. So they can't...
That sounds like Gantz.
Oh, yeah. I seen that. That show's pretty good.
Never watched all of it.
It's good. It's decent. But yeah, it's definitely very interesting. It's kind of a slower burn type series, but it does pick up towards the end. And there's a lot of character development, which I like, and a lot of smart writing. The first season, I'm only going to give an 8 out of 10, just because it was kind of slow going. But at the end, it's only 6 episodes long, so it's, you know, they are an hour long. But yeah, it's really good.
It's much longer than that. It's like 50 episodes.
Yeah, no, this is a shorter series, but there are 3 seasons so far. So, Freak says he's been playing Death Road to Canada. I heard about that game, man. We talked about that game on this.
I reviewed it once.
Yeah. So I give it a solid, 8 out of 10.
It's basically Oregon Trail, but modern era.
Yeah.
Both zombies.
I really like Glitch season one. I'm giving it an 8 out of 10. I'm excited to see where the next 2 seasons take it, but it's definitely a unique show that is unexpected. Highly recommend watching it on Netflix. The next one I rented from the Redbox, and it's called Becky. And it's a pretty simple premise. It's a home invasion type deal with this guy and his girl. He brings along his new... I guess fiance and her son, and there's a whole, you know, kind of interplay between the daughter not really liking that because the mom had passed away from cancer. And, you know, so there's that dynamic going on. And it stars Kevin James. And Kevin James is known for his quirky, funny roles. But in this movie, he's super scary. He's a neo-Nazi prisoner escapee. And he escapes with some of his buddies. And they're after this key that's in this house. And Becky, the lead titular character, is the one that ends up finding it in a tin box. And it ends up being a kind of a cat and mouse between Becky and this prisoner. And it's really good. It's a simple setup, home invasion with lots of gruesome kills and some interesting interplay between the characters. It's like I said, super simple. I'm giving it a 7.5 out of 10. Guys, check it out. Becky at the Red Box. So, and it is kind of a Red Box exclusive. I know you can rent it on Vudu and stuff like that, but pick it up for a buck or two at Red Box. You won't be disappointed. So, all right, let's move on to. Oh, did anybody have any? You said you didn't have any, right? Break reviews. Did we lose Break, man? I think we lost. Break.
No, I have to take a drink, sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I don't have anything.
Okay, and Eric, I didn't see anything, so. All right, let's move on to, High Scapades. If I can find my damn sound clip, what did I do with it? Oh, man, I lost it. Anyways, High Scapades this week. Eric, your High Scapade.
Okay, I was home today because I didn't have to work, but I told you earlier about how I had to work 10 hours. 4 days.
Yeah.
But I did get a call from my brother because I texted him earlier, and I guess he took the opportune moment to show me feeding his baby girl solid foods for the first time. So it's like puree stuff. She's not that old. But they're trying to give her banana, and she's just not having it. So they tried mixing it with the apple, and she's like, nope, I'm tilting my head over here.
Doesn't like the banana. Like, there's certain babies.
It's, I don't know. It's like babies. Most of the Kelly babies I've known hate banana. Yeah. So it's like, So it's like, why can't they make this stuff taste good? We've had baby food for over 70 years, maybe 100 years now.
Yeah.
And they still haven't gotten it to taste good.
Yeah, no, man. Baby food is, I mean, all it is pureed actual whatever it says, you know? I mean, most of the, you know, it's funny, like, I think there's like a meat and apple one that babies love, man. But the banana one, for whatever reason.
Yeah, babies really love the apple.
Yeah, they like apple. Anything with apple, they love it. But, and it's weird how their taste develops over time, you know? So, Freak Five says, Frank,
we can genetically modify food now. Why can't we make it taste better?
Yeah, exactly. Because people would bitch about the GMOs, man. That's what it's all about. Freak Five says, Frank,
those people are the same people that don't wear a mask. Fuck them.
I know, exactly. Freak Five says, Frank, did you 69 on your 69 millionth birthday? How dare you, Freak Five, you're exiled. Now you're tied with Wyland. Do you feel proud of yourself, Freak Five? And Breakman is also exiled, so you get your first exile.
Me? What did I do?
Yeah, you know what you did. I'll just leave it at that.
What are you saying?
What am I saying? You know what I'm saying, you son of a bitch. Okay, mine is, I call this one the Clamper. So, you guys remember, like in school, they used to have those like prizes that you would get for like buying books and stuff like that. Like I could never get anything, you know, of significance because
You mean for selling them?
Yeah, like for selling.
If you sell candy bars,
sometimes those books. Yeah, you know.
God, I hate that. It was such a fucking scam.
Yeah.
So I was pretty good at it though, but even selling a lot of them, you still got junk.
Well, I could never even get the better junk. I always got like the shitty junk, you know.
And no, like you have to get like the high end stuff. You really need to sell like thousands of them and
stuff.
Yeah.
And there would always be that one son of a bitch kid that would like have everything, and like, you know, you'd be like, God damn it, I could never get that, you know.
There weren't really any rich kids around me when I was that young.
Well,
so.
that's true too. I never, but for some reason, there was always that one that got like the extra prizes, you know, like that had like 50,000 family members that would buy like 10 things or whatever, you know. But anyways, so one of the items that you used to get was these like little like things that you could put on your antenna, like they would clamp on. They were like little pandas or
Yes, I remember those stupid things.
And I was happy to get stuff like that. You know, I know it was like really crappy and stuff, but yeah.
It was like the ticket games that with skee ball and shit. Yeah, like get 100 tickets and you can get some pieces of Tootsie Rolls and an eraser and a bad stuffed animal.
Right,
maybe.
But I would be happy to get that because I was poor as hell and I could never get, you know, anything pretty much. But I would from time to time get something like that, right? Well, Bernie is the new clamper because I call them clampers because, you know, they would clamp onto things. Because, like every time, like, if I wake up, like, Bernie is, like, clamped onto me, like one of those deals. So I told her, I was like, you're like one of those clampers that you used to get when we were kids, you know, for selling candy or books or whatever. And she was laughing. So I thought that would be a
so
good
you,
high school pick.
You ride around with her on top of your car?
How dare you? How dare you? No, I'm saying, you know, you could put those on anything like your shirt or, you know, like anywhere, like on your antenna or like anything. And that's those things would like stick to like anywhere. But yeah. All right. So that was my high escapade for the week. People are still not wearing masks. Bernie says, well, kick them out, Bernie. Jeez, you know.
In all the right. chat room? God damn it, chatters. Really?
She's at work right now, and apparently people aren't wearing masks. And I would kick them out because there's in Colorado, there's now mandatory mask wearing. So I wouldn't even serve them.
Yeah, even Walmart's forcing people to wear masks now.
Yeah, I'd be like, get out. Get out. All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
All right, Eric, I don't see one for you. Did you have one?
I guess I could mention it because no one else put it up, but basically, the CDC has to hand all their information regarding coronavirus to the Trump administration. So, yay, the Ministry of Thought.
Yeah, they're going to fudge all those numbers, which is ridiculous.
Yep, so these coronavirus numbers are going to go down, people. Because, because lives don't matter.
Trump says it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God! Like, let's just ignore all things at this point is what he is doing, and just pointing blame at anybody else.
Yep.
I mean, look at the whole Russian bounty thing. Like, he hasn't even addressed that at all, and he refuses to let anybody ask him a question about it.
I'm skeptical of the Russian type, you know, nonsense. But you know, hey, hot local mom is in chat. Sweet, we love hot local moms. Thanks for joining for sure. Okay. Yeah, it's definitely a stinko, Eric.
How local is local?
Yeah, exactly. The way Frank kept saying you can stick the clamper on anything, you know it clamped onto his dick. It wasn't big enough, Freak 5. You know, that's the thing. Even back in the day, that thing wouldn't fit, you know. All right. Breakman, your stinko of the week.
Okay, I got two of them. One of them's really minor, and the other one isn't. So first one goes to, I guess, HBO Max. Fuck them. Because I went to watch South Park the other day before I realized it wasn't on Hulu anymore. So upset.
Yeah, that does suck when they take shit away that you're expecting to be there, you know?
Yeah, I was not expecting it was going to be gone, but it went to HBO Max now. There's too many of these. Now the Peacock Network's come out, and I think it's free to use, but there's non-commercials or something like that for a price, of course. I wish there'd be some consolidation between some of these places.
Yeah,
these,
I know. It's
like the DC one, man. That thing's doing terrible.
Yeah.
Come on, DC. Like Netflix, DC, like get together. Like after what happened with Marvel. Come
I think,
on, DC.
I think,
yeah, most of what's on DC Universe is comic related, not show related. Yeah. So it's like
Marvel needs to buy DC.
All the movies are on like HBO Max, and all the shows are on DC Universe.
I think Marvel should just buy DC, and that way we can have the crossovers we always wanted. You know, I mean, those characters would work really well.
I like the idea of that, but I don't like the idea of Disney owning everything.
Nah, it's gonna happen though, man. So why not have somebody
Disney owning all comics? Like, gosh, man.
DC's folding into HBO Max. Weiland says so. There you go. Yeah. It was too big, Freak Five. Too big. That was the case. Okay, what else you got, Break?
Oh, it is folding. Okay, well, that's another incentive to get HBO Max then, because now I'm going to have to look at it, because now there's South Park on it, and it's like, God damn it.
Yeah, exactly, man. That's how they get you, man. Like, there's one thing in particular that you really like. Like, you know, I don't know.
I might just subscribe to DC Universe just to watch the few shows I want to watch on there, and then switch to HBO Max to watch the movies.
Yeah. I like the Disney Plus quite a bit, actually. I think it's a good, solid service. I don't know.
It needs more updates for me. I get it. It's still young, so I'm not really complaining.
Wait till the Marvel shows get on there, man. The Marvel shows are going to kick butt.
Yeah, it's just the wait for them. They're so... Yeah. I mean, to fill in space, they added that making of The Mandalorian.
Yeah, like, that's
because they didn't have really anything else.
Just equipping fucks and just give us Black Widow, because I know you wanted it to be your big moneymaker, but considering how stupid America is, the theaters aren't going to open in November like you hope.
They're
anymore.
Not. They're not opening this year. I guarantee it. They're just not. It's wishful thinking. It really is.
All right. We'll have to wait till November for them to realize this.
Yep. All right, Breakman.
My other one goes to... I'm used to gunfire, hearing it every once in a while, and I've seen it, and I've seen people outside of my house shooting, and it's been getting worse and worse.
Wow.
And the other day, we were sitting in the house. At first, it was so quick, I thought it was fireworks for a second, but I was counting it, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's an assault rifle. Oof. That was an automatic rifle somebody's firing right by my house.
Wow. What was the problem, man? What was going on?
I don't know if they were shooting to test their gun out, or if they were shooting at a neighbor or anything like that. Oof. Don't know.
Did anybody call the cops? Did you hear cops?
Well, sucked so bad.
Of course, the cops didn't show up before I went to bed because...
Yeah, because, you know, it takes 2 hours for the cops to do anything worthwhile.
Oh, it took longer than that. This was late at night when it happened, and I waited up for him for a while, and I'm just, you know what, screw this guy, I gotta work, man.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you, man. Fuck it. You go to work, you know. Yeah, that sucks, Break, man. I've heard gunshots before, kind of, in this area, but it's always jarring, man. It's always, you know... Yeah. One of those
and like I said, I'm used to it because I've heard gunshots before, and just what this time it was an automatic weapon. That's what was like, oh shit.
Yeah. See,
and
that's
go
scary.
Out there and we saw the casings on the ground. Like, oh fuck.
Ooh,
this
wow.
is just yeah. Like I get the idea of where they're shooting. They're maybe testing their gun out.
Yeah, but still,
because I'm by the range. I know. I'm not justifying this in any way. I'm thinking like instead of actually aiming for anybody, because I've seen people down there on the railroad tracks right across the street from me just shooting.
Yeah,
I think people are going here to test their guns out.
Wow, that's
right in
not
front
cool.
of my house.
Not cool. Not cool at all.
It's not cool at all.
Weiland says Doom Patrol's already on the HBO Max, and Stargirl won't be on DC Universe next season. So.
So Stargirl's going to be, I guess, staying with CW then?
I think they'll be on the HBO Max as well. I think that's what he was insinuating. So, okay, well, go ahead.
Oh, he means all their shows.
Is Stargirl a good show to watch?
I haven't seen it yet, there's an agreement a lot of those shows have. Like, Arrow's not going to be off of Netflix for, like, at least another 5 years, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be a while. Okay, my stinko is, I don't know if you guys saw this, but I'm kind of skeptical of the video because it looks weird to me, but apparently there's some type of military or feds that are going into Portland and kidnapping people. I can't confirm 100% that the video is real.
Wait, but what my question? I think I cut off.
What?
A question about Stargirl.
Okay, what do you what? What's your question, Eric?
Was it on DCU?
I don't know. That's a good question. We'll ask chat. But anyways, I don't know if you guys saw that video, but they took this protester, what looked like a protester, like into this van and just went away. They were in like camouflage, and they just like took off with this prisoner. I'm like, with this protester. I'm like, that's kind of scary if you think about it. You know, like people that weren't answering any questions. People were asking like, who are you? And they had guns and they were dressed like military. It's kind of scary.
This is the exact reason arms are in the fucking Constitution. Why the Second Amendment exists is to protect us from being illegally taken by the government.
Yep. Slagar says that's all over the news right now. So, yeah. They said
to protect us from a corrupt government and a government that's going around in disguises, kidnapping citizens. Pretty corrupt.
Yeah, I agree. And if it's true that they're doing that, it's absolutely fascistic and should not be going on. And we really should be concerned because that's a good telltale sign of
fascism. This is signs we're turning into Russia.
Yeah,
this type of shit.
North Korea or, you know, someplace like that. Freak 5 says he likes that show, Eric. So there you go. It's still airing on CW. So
Stargirl?
Yeah, Stargirl. So there
you
go.
It's a live action show. I thought it was a cartoon.
No, not a cartoon. All right. So here we go. Let's move on to happier things.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week.
All right. Sweet of the week, guys. Breakman, what you got?
Sweeto, I forgot. Actually, let me think about it for a moment.
Okay, Eric. Sweeto. Eric, did you have a sweeto?
Seeing my niece not want to eat bananas was also kind of a sweeto.
It's always fun to watch kids go through that progression of eating different things. Man, they like certain things, they don't, and when they don't like something,
I didn't mention this earlier, but my little sister is having twins.
Oh, nice, man. Congrats to her. Congrats.
I don't know what they are yet. Okay. I forgot to ask last time.
Well, good, man. That's the congratulations to you, Eric. You're becoming an uncle over and over again. That's good, man. All right. Breakman, did you think of one?
I did think of what it is. Okay. Wyland actually pointed out to me earlier this week, we were talking last episode about what the upcoming Star Wars cartoon was going to be. Mm-hmm. And it was announced this week that it's going to be the Bad Batch, which was the group that was introduced at the beginning of the final season of the Clone Wars.
Oh, nice. There you go.
So it's going to be pretty much a continuation of those guys going through the beginnings of the Empire.
The same animation style or different? We don't know yet.
They haven't announced any of that. It's going to be out in 2021, and it's based on those.
Okay, and it's going to be on Disney Plus, hopefully.
Yep.
So there you go. Okay, let's move on. Oh, before we move on, my sweeto is it's episode 600, guys. I don't know if you noticed that, but it's episode 600. Real quick, just thanks to everybody, all the listeners on archives and everybody in chat. Really appreciate the people that have listened over the years, like people like Wyland, Freak 5, Slagar. You know, there's others. Dungeon, I know, was one. He's not in there, which is weird because he's usually in there. But, you know, thanks to everybody for sure.
I think he's got something going on. I think he might be working late or something.
Yeah, probably.
So maybe we should wait to do the contests till later?
We're doing it. But, you know, I just want to thank all the previous co-hosts, you know, that have been on here.
I just want to say to the people in there right now, I wasn't trying to slight you. I wasn't rigging the votes.
I'm sticking up for everybody that's in chat right now that waited for the trivia question that's coming. But here we go. Breakman trying to ruin the show. But, you know,
the lurkers? Are they going to participate?
The what?
The lurkers.
The lurkers. I don't know. We'll see. But just want to just make a quick mention of everybody that's been on the show. Anybody from, you know, original host, Lumen, all the way to people like Pandalicious, who was a great co-host, Stealth, even Kaijudo, you know, people like that. If I'm missing anybody, you guys will let me know, you know. You know, thanks to everybody that, you know, helped, LARPers, like I said. Yeah, LARPers. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
They get nothing.
Yeah, LARPers get nothing.
Unless they're good. I mean, if it's a good costume, then yes.
Yeah.
Or they need to give us the everlasting Gobstopper and then they'll be redeemed.
Yeah. Wyland says Kevin Bacon will not be pleased with the tampering break, man. So there you go.
The lies.
So just, you know, thanks to everybody. A mug as well. You know, I don't want anybody to get all up in arms.
What about Kaijudo?
I said Kaijudo. So.
No, you did.
Yes, I did. I
said fuck Kaijudo.
Well, I said that last week.
Be fair to Mug. Yeah. Mug actually did thank you for, you know, letting him have a place to stay. He just didn't tell you in person.
No, he never did. No way, no how. He's full of shit, and I don't care. I know the truth. He knows the truth. So whatever. But anyways, I just want to thank all the previous people that have made this show happen, and I especially want to thank Eric and Brake, because they've been here for years, literally years, dealing with me and everything. So, you know, those two guys the most.
Yeah, I mean, I'm only going by what he put on Facebook. That doesn't mean he actually meant what he said.
Well, what, he's on Facebook? I thought he got off of social media.
No, he's on Facebook, man. Like, every once in a while, I'll see a link that he does. But I'm never on Facebook, so I don't care.
Yeah, I don't use Facebook either.
But, no, he never did. And that's shitty of him. But, you know, that's the way life goes, I guess. I'm not going to cry over it. I'm just going to move on like I always do.
Yeah, you guys just need to make out and make up.
Yeah, make out. Not with him, man. Okay.
I mean, I could kind of understand what he was going through and why he probably didn't, because he just slipped his mind, but...
Yeah, you know. Slipped his mind. All that time, it slipped his mind.
Well, no, like, man. He was in depression. He's like, when you do that, you withdraw from everything, though.
Well, yeah, but you know what? There are times when you come out of depression. I've been there too, Eric. And there are times when you come out. I mean, he could have at least reached out.
I'm not making excuses for him. I'm just saying. Yeah, this is one of the reasons he probably didn't.
Well, you know, excuses. That's all it always is. You know, it's never, oh, you know, the other person was right. I was wrong. And, you know, sorry. Any of that. It's just, you know, it's just shitty, man. I went out on a limb and made it happen. Like, and I do that for my friends. I always go out on a limb. And it seems like every time I go out on a limb, you know, I always get burned, you know, with shit. So, you know what? That's cool. It's all good. And you know what? He's full of shit because he thanked my parents, but he never took the time to thank me for, you know, going out on a limb, helping him out in his time of need and all that. So, you know what? Good luck to him. And
I mean, thinking that it's like it's your parents' house, so you can't really thank
It didn't
you for
matter
that.
Because I tell you what, Eric, if it wasn't for me, basically doing everything but standing on my head, he wouldn't have been here and wouldn't have gotten the help that he needs. So it's just real shitty. And you know, it's time to kind of, you know, move on and just not even worry about it anymore. But I'm doing my thing. I'm you know, I'm thanking him for his time on Grinders and I'm doing all this. I'm just saying, you know, if true friends, what they do is at least talk. And I never even got a talk at the end. It was just, he's gone. I'm like, oh, wow, okay, cool. Didn't even thank me for nothing, and it's all good. And I had to fucking, anyways, let's move on to bigger and happier things. Here's one of the moments that everybody's been waiting for. I'm going to ask a question right now. It's a trivia question. It's actually an old horror movie trivia question, and this will determine who gets the free video game of their choice. And the question is, in the movie Psycho, there's an opening scene, and in that opening scene, it's a shot of what city? The first person in chat to answer this question correctly will get their choice of a video game.
I can't even give you a hint because I never saw a movie.
Psycho's a great movie, but it's it's something that you really wouldn't think about unless you're real,
where,
you know.
Where would I go to watch it, though?
Just watch the remake so you can see Anne Heche's butthole.
I don't know. I kind of don't want to deal with Vince Vaughn.
The remake was awful.
No, seriously, if you're going to watch the movie, watch the original.
Yeah, the original's great. Don't watch the newer one.
His name was a poor... he was not a good choice to be... Norman Bates.
Vince Vaughn. That
Vince
scene
Vaughn,
where
yeah,
he's
he
like,
not a good choice.
You know what like really like kind of set it back was the scene where he was looking through that peephole and he starts jerking it. It's like that never happened, man. Like come on, man. It was just over the top. Anyways, if anybody knows the city of the opening shot in Psycho, Slagar says Waco, Texas. Nope, Freak 5 gets it. Freak 5 wins. Phoenix, Arizona is the answer.
You're talking about hosts. You missed one, but it's an Arn.
Yeah. Congratulations, Freak 5. You get your choice of game. Just DM me on Twitter. Let me know what you want. And DM me your address, and I'll send it your way. But it's Phoenix, Arizona. If you watch that movie, the very first shot is like a panned view of the city. Phoenix, Arizona. Weiland says, "F this phone." Weiland, did you get it? Weiland, did you know the answer to that? And it didn't go through. Oh, sorry, dude. Like Freak Five got it, man. Phoenix, Arizona.
Yep, that's give Weiland a consolation prize.
I might give Weiland a consolation. If you're saying you're, did you know the answer, Weiland? Be truthful. If you knew the answer, I'll give you a consolation. Connection literally dropped after you asked the question. Ah, man. Sorry about that, man. I'll give you a consolation.
Let's give him a different question instead.
Yeah. No, I'll give Weiland a consolation prize from the vault. I'll think about it, Weiland. I'll send you something, man. For sure. Dungeon just joined. Welcome in, Dungeon. He says congratulations on 600 levels.
Wow. He literally just missed it.
Yeah.
Is it 600 levels or is it the 600 level of the dungeon we're in?
Fuck, this is the biggest goddamn dungeon.
I know, man. That's crazy. Dungeon just missed the trivia question, but Freak 5 wins. Phoenix, Arizona is the answer to that trivia. Here's the.
I tried to stall for you, Dungeon Buster.
I know, man. Okay, don't worry about it, Weiland says. Could be both, Dungeon says.
See, it would have benefited both of them had I stalled better. Sorry.
Maybe. Congrats, Freak. I'll send you whatever you want, man, as long as it's not one of those, you know, $300 special edition type deals. Okay. The next one is for the archive listener.
Buster missed me being mostly drunk. I'm getting sober by the minute now, but I'm still pretty drunk.
It's all good. Many grats all around for reaching that milestone. Appreciate it, Dungeon. It's a long road, man, and there were a lot of trying times, you know, a bunch of stuff. So glad we're still here. We'll be here for hopefully another 600. So there you go. Okay. The next question is for a $25 gift certificate, and this is not – if you're in chat, you're not eligible. This is only for the archive listeners. For the archive listeners, in the movie A Nightmare on Elm Street – what is the address on Elm Street that house is at, and what city and what state? And I'll give you a hint. It actually relates a little bit to Eric and Breakman. So what do those two have in common? And I'll give you kind of a hint which whereabouts they're at. So
what about large penises? What are you talking about?
The funny thing is my old hometown of Jefferson, there was an Elm Street.
Yeah. So send the answer to @RPGrinders, and the first one that sends the correct answer to that question. I wonder if chat can get it. If anybody in chat know the answer to that question, what the actual address to the Nightmare on Elm Street house is and where the city and / town and state? I'd be curious to see if you guys in chat know it. If you guys know it, I'll let you know if it's correct. But that's for the archive listeners. Okay. Now that we got that out of the way, let's move on to... It's a free-for-all! It's a free-for-all! Wow! Suck it! All right, free-for-all. Weiland says, hell, I know the answer to the second half of that. What is it, Weiland? I'm curious. Put it in chat. Slagart says, I knew what it was 20 years ago. Haven't seen that show since. Okay. This question is too pro level horror for me. It's actually, I mean, you should know it even if you're a casual Nightmare on Elm Street fan, Dungeon, but apparently you're not even a casual horror fan. So how dare you? The city is correct, Weiland, but what's the state and what's the address? I'm not going to say anything because I don't want the archive listeners to get it from me. So, all right, free for all this week. This is going to be a ton of fun. We might go over a little bit, but let's do this as quick as we can and as orderly as we can. Free for all, we're going to crown the greatest cartoon of all time. Breakman, what do we have?
Can you guys see what I've been trying to share it with you in Skype. Can you guys see my screen?
Let me pull up Skype here. And...
yeah, okay. I see it.
Dun, 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 dun. I do see it. Okay.
Okay, cool. I was having trouble trying to share it in the folder for whatever goddamn reason. It wasn't taking the password, whatever. Anyway, so I've separated it into four divisions. The first division, I'm not going to reveal them until we get to them. The first division we're going to start with is the family division. Okay. 64 teams. There are, 16 per bracket. And in the first bracket we have Looney Tunes versus the Smurfs.
Oh, this is a tough one, man. Tough, tough one. Dungeon says he needs a
movie. Looney Tunes.
I'm going to say Looney Tunes.
Oh, God, this is so tough for me. I'm going to say Looney Tunes as well, Breakman. I don't know about you, but how could you, not take Looney Tunes over Smurfs? Like the Smurfs is a good, kind of wholesome kid show, but... I mean, Looney Tunes, that's iconic, isn't it? What do you say, Break?
I say Looney Tunes. Okay. I don't think there's even a competition here.
Yeah.
But I thought there might be some discussion.
Okay. All right. No, I think a
like
very...
Like I said, it was a really hard time trying to sort them out and everything. Yeah. So
Weiland, you're correct on that as well. Now, if you could tell me Weiland, if you can tell me the address... I would be very impressed. All right.
Let me apologize for all the cartoons I couldn't put in here because there were a lot.
Yeah, there was a lot.
Okay, so next bracket we have Rocky and Bullwinkle Show versus World of David the Gnome.
I'm going to go with David the Gnome.
Oh.
I never liked Rocky and the Bullwinkle Show because stereotypical bad Russians is... bad, in my opinion.
You are insane. Rocky and Bullwinkle all the way, but I do like the World of David the Gnome. So
the one redeeming factor of Rocky and Bullwinkle is Professor Peabody.
Breakman, what are you saying?
I have a confession. I've never seen World of David the Gnome.
Oh, okay.
I put it in here because it was highly requested last week. What's that?
I'm already going to lose then, aren't I?
Yeah, there's a few cartoons in here I've never seen, and there are a few in here I just don't like. But I put them in here because they're big names. Like, yeah. I've never seen World David the Gnome, but it's a huge cartoon. And
yeah.
Like I said, it was recommended last week.
I'm
going with the Rocky and Bullwinkle Show because I love that as a kid.
Okay, I'll vote for World of David the Gnome, but you know, obviously. Oh wait, no, I'm voting for Rocky and Bullwinkle because ever so slightly, Rocky wins it, man. That's an iconic cartoon. I can't go against that. Chat's in agreement pretty much.
Awesome. Good to hear.
They're in agreement with Looney Tunes over Smurfs. Dungeon says Smurfs is okay, but it didn't have an epic singing frog story. So there you go.
I think this one's going to be an easy choice for most people. Okay. Next bracket is SpongeBob SquarePants versus Dexter's Laboratory.
Let's start with you, Break. What do you got?
I would actually go with Dexter's Laboratory just to be the asshole.
Okay. Yeah,
as much as I like SpongeBob, Dexter was more interesting, more consistently.
Wow, you guys are insane.
I cannot believe Dexter's winning right now.
I'm going with SpongeBob. SpongeBob is one of the greatest cartoons of all time. You guys are crazy.
I can't, like, I feel bad knocking it out so soon. Like, it really needs to go on because it's SpongeBob and it's such a big name.
Everybody
loves it. And, like, I know people that love it. And Mrs. Brakeman even loves it. And,
it's a great cartoon. Know. I actually think that should. But, man, Dexter's Laboratory. Wow.
I like Dexter's Lab more than SpongeBob. That's why I put him there. I just didn't think you guys would really agree with me.
Wow. I don't agree at all. I think SpongeBob's a superior cartoon in almost every way. So. But yeah, okay. Slagar says Dexter and Freak.
The thing is, Dexter's was more consistently good throughout all of its seasons, whereas SpongeBob got progressively worse.
Freak 5-year exile
and a huge first round upset. Yep. Dexter's Laboratory is moving on.
Yep, that's a huge upset. I'm very, very surprised and disappointed in all of you. But okay, all right.
Huge upset, but yeah. I think this one probably. We'll see what. Because along with this one, Beetlejuice versus Jim and Holograms.
Oh, this is a good matchup.
Jim, even though I really haven't watched much of Jim, because all I saw of Beetlejuice didn't impress me.
Okay, Breakman, what are you going with?
I didn't really watch that much of Jim, but I did like Beetlejuice, so I'm going Beetlejuice.
It wasn't
as good as the movie in any way, but it had some quirks that were kind of enjoyable.
I think you're wrong by one digit, Freak 5. You might be right. I have to check. It's either I don't want to say on there, but I'll have to check, Freak 5. I think you're right. You might be right, but I think you're wrong by one digit. One for Beetlejuice and one for Jem. They're both good, man. I'm going to go with Jem, actually.
Okay.
The reason I would go with Jem is because they actually had some good storytelling in Jem and the Hologram. So I'm going with Jem. That's a slight upset. Slagar said Beetlejuice, and Freak 5 said Beetlejuice. Weiland said Beetlejuice.
The one thing you credit for Beetlejuice is that it feels like it's the proto Courage the Cowardly Dog, because it looks like it's the same art style.
Yeah, it's got a decent art style. There was no real substance in Beetlejuice. I'm a slight lean towards I'm going to have to get highlights, Bernie says. She's probably busy. Yeah, so I slightly lean on Jem.
Is there anywhere I could watch Jem and the Holograms?
Not that I know of, Eric. But I'm going with that. So, all right.
Okay. So Jem and the Holograms moves on. Next, we have, this is one I'm surprised never even came up last week, but Hulk Hogan's Rockin' Wrestling.
Oh, good one, man. Good
versus
one.
The Flintstones.
Versus the Flintstones? Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay, I'll go first on this. Golly, man,
never really liked the Flintstones, to be honest.
I like the Flintstones. Okay,
I never even watched Hulk, but I'd rather go watch people wrestle.
Weiland says Jem is the nun of cartoons. How dare you, Weiland? Bernie says she's always busy. Yeah, no problem. I'll go first on this one, guys. I'm gonna take Flintstones, just to be contrarian. So, what about you, Blake?
I saw dozens and dozens and dozens of episodes of the Flintstones. Hulk Hogan's wrestling show only lasted one season.
Okay.
I can't stand the fucking Flintstones. Hulk Hogan, baby!
All right, Eric, you're the tiebreaker, man. What are you taking?
I already said Hulk Hogan.
Oh, okay. Hulk Hogan moves on. That's a surprise upset.
Huge upset. Hogan wins.
I don't. By the way, I don't think we've all agreed on one cartoon so far, except for Looney Tunes. So there you go. Okay.
Looney Tunes is all right. This one, I think there might be some disagreement on. Let's see.
Dungeon couldn't spell
it wrong. It's Jetsons, not Justins.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, sorry, I missed that. But yeah, well, let me at least say it first.
Yeah.
This bracket, we have Scooby-Doo versus the Jetsons.
This is easy, man. This is not even close. Scooby-Doo, man. I mean,
we have our second unanimous version. Sure.
Yeah, wow. I like the Jetsons okay, too, because it's one of those Hanna-Barbera. Look, Slagar says Jetsons. But Scooby-Doo, man. Yeah, Scooby-Doo's
I think the Jetsons was
the less stupid version of Fred Flintstone. Fred Flintstone was basically Ralph from Honeymooners.
Yeah.
No, like, what the thing with the Flintstones is they had good sight gags, like the dinosaurs doing everything. That was actually really funny.
Wow, look at chat.
At the time.
Slagar
and,
said.
And the Jetsons had similar sight gags, but they repeated the same fucking ones over and over again. Like, how many times are you going to see George Jetson go and push the one fucking button at work?
Yeah, that's true.
God.
You guys make good arguments, but
so
Scooby-Doo
boring.
Wins. Slagar says Scooby sucks. And Dungeon is...
It does, but like, I think it's still a better show.
Oh, and I should say, these we're all doing the originals on this because I couldn't fit more.
So,
I mean, spoiler alert, the Ninja Turtles is on here, but when we say it, we're talking about the original Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in this case, we're talking about the original Scooby-Doo. So.
Okay. All right, what else we got?
So Scooby-Doo moves on.
Yep.
Next, it's funny that Eric mentioned Courage the Cowardly Dog, because next he goes up against the Animaniacs.
Oh, God, this is so
I'd rather go up against with the Animaniacs. I have more memories with that show.
Okay, I will go with Courage the Cowardly Dog. Animaniacs was a fine cartoon, but Courage is a better cartoon, in my opinion.
At the very least, Courage is less schizophrenic and knows what it wants to do every episode.
Yeah.
I like both of these cartoons quite a bit. I'm going with Animaniacs, though, because of the variety and things like Pinky and the Brain. And sometimes the songs are really catchy.
Look, Slagar.
I don't usually say about anything. So.
Slagar agrees with me. You guys are wrong on this one, but that's okay. Courage.
This one, like I said, could go either way. I like them both, so I have no.
They're both great.
I have no qualms about Courage moving on, but it doesn't. Warner Brothers and the Warner sister do.
Yeah, that's sad for me because Courage is an awesome cartoon.
Okay. Oh, let's see if this one sparks some debate for the last round. In the family bracket, I have Wacky Races versus Adventure Time.
Oh, God.
I'd rather go with Adventure Time because I didn't watch enough Wacky Races, and what little I did just didn't interest me all that much.
Yeah.
Well, let me go ahead and answer mine.
But it's like if you pit Wacky Races against Speed Racer, then it'd be Speed Racer.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go with Wacky Races personally. I've never been the biggest Adventure Time fan, but the Wacky Races – those were always amusing. I mean, at one point, the bad guy won. For me, seeing, like, Dick Dastardly and Muttley win a race as kids, like, holy shit, like, the bad guy can win a cartoon?
Yeah, I'm going to be in agreement here with you, Breakman. I'm going with Wacky Races, and chat agrees. Freak 5, Wylan, and Dungeon all pick Wacky Races over Adventure Time. I do like Adventure Time, okay.
I thought that was going to be a bigger thing. Okay.
Yeah, no.
I thought there was going to be more to come in that one. All right,
I think it has more to do with the fact that we're generational.
Yeah, Slagar says Adventure Time, but unfortunately it does not survive the first round. What else we got?
So do you want to stay with this bracket and decide who wins it, or do you want to move to the next bracket?
No, let's move to the next bracket, man.
Okay, the next bracket is the action bracket.
Ooh.
The action division.
Wow, okay. I like how you're doing this.
Yes. For the first one, we have He-Man versus the Justice League.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
I'm going to go with Justice League because He-Man's awful.
It is
a memeable show, but I think that's as good as its value is today.
How dare you? I'm going with He-Man just to spite you, Eric.
As much as I love Justice League, and He-Man is very hard to watch now because of the canned animation.
Yes.
He-Man was the first cartoon that I ever really loved. So I gotta vote for He-Man.
Wow, they're saying Justice League in chat, but big upset
that's
here.
Not a wrong answer. These are two great. Justice League technically is better.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree that Justice League is a better cartoon, but nostalgia factor plus fucking. I mean, look at how can you go wrong with all the characters in He-Man, man? Like honestly, like there's some.
Maybe we
characters.
Could do this again next week. And we just get chat input instead of ours.
It would be all different, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be interesting. I'd want to see and then have them compete against each other.
Yeah. Dungeon
our
says, "Oh man,
theirs.
Justice League was great, but I also like the He-Man tunes, Legion of Doom." Yeah. Yeah, that was a tough one, but because I do like the Justice League as well.
Yeah, I do too. Great. I mean, it's got some of the best voice actors in it. Yeah. Some of the best roles.
Yeah.
But He-Man, for me, there's such nostalgia with it. And
yep. All right, what else?
And, I mean, basically, they created the cartoon villain with Skeletor.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Skeletor is a great villain, by the way.
Okay. I mean, if there wasn't a Skeletor, there wouldn't have been a Megatron. There wouldn't have been my favorite Cobra Commander.
Yep.
You know, stuff like
that. Yep. Absolutely.
The next bracket, and I didn't put She-Ra against He-Man because I didn't want She-Ra to get slaughtered. I put She-Ra.
So you'd rather get? Yep. Go ahead.
She might get slaughtered anyways because I put She-Ra up against Batman Beyond.
Ooh. I'm all for Batman.
It's Batman, man. Come on,
yeah.
Man.
Batman Beyond. I.
It's
I couldn't find a way where she wouldn't get slaughtered. I'm sorry, She-Ra, but Batman Beyond.
If it were the new She-Ra, it might be Del Cossus, but I have yet to see the show, so who knows?
Yeah, Batman.
Well, I'll go ahead and say that one thing I wanted to do was to have like new versus old bracket in here, but then. It took up too many other options.
Yeah. Maybe another day.
No, you did good. You did good, Breakman. Let's just continue.
We're only for the halfway point here. Second.
Okay.
We'll get there.
What do we got?
This one is the big one. I bet this is this one goes back to childhood memories and debates. G.I. Joe versus the Transformers.
Oh, my goodness. Who's going first?
Which one was a bigger commercial advertisement?
I think we know where I'm going to go, so I'm going to go ahead and say G.I. Joe. So
okay,
just get it out there. I love G.I. Joe. I can't go wrong though. Either way, these are both fantastic cartoons.
Oh my god,
I love them both as a kid.
This is so tough.
I love them so much. I have to go with G.I. Joe just because.
I'm going with Transformers because I like robots.
Yep. Ooh. So that means I'm the tiebreaker. You guys are sons of bitches.
Oh, yeah, and Dungeon Buster says that's hard. Exactly, and. Ooh, I see a one Yo-Jo and I see a couple Transformers rooting in there.
Ooh, yeah. And I'm deciding which Titan goes on between G.I. Joe and Transformers.
Nope. Oh, this one, the next one's hard too. But
okay.
I know, this is too tight. I thought about separating them, but then I was like, no, I want to see what everybody thinks. This, I think, would be good, great discussion because these are two of the.
Oh my goodness!
These are the two seminal cartoons.
You know what? You know what? You know what? I'm gonna go. Oh, God, I don't even want to say what I want to go with. I'm going to get killed either way.
Either answer's wrong.
Exactly.
You can't go wrong with this one because G.I. Joe's great and Transformers is also great.
I'm going to go with Transformers. I'm going to do it. And only because G.I. Joe featured at one point Sergeant Slaughter, and I hate Sergeant Slaughter, so that's my justification. So, okay. Kung Fu Grip.
I mean, like, you can't go wrong with either choice. They're both great choices.
I feel really bad though because G.I. Joe should be at least in the second round.
But there are other shows on here that I just didn't want those two shows slaughtering. And besides, like I said, this goes back to the childhood thing of G.I. Joe versus Transformers.
God, that's a close one, though, man. That was a great bracket right there, man. What else you got?
Next, we have the Gargoyles versus the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I'll go first on this one. Super simple for me. Gargoyles, TMNT was good.
It was not good. It was entertaining. It was terrible.
What?
Like, it was mostly a bait-and-switch show because then you get weird episodes like Shredder's like female minion who tickled people or something.
I really like TMNT, the cartoon. Don't get me wrong, but Gargoyles had much more, I guess, mature themes that fit better with the narrative of what was going on in my life. So Gargoyles for me.
Gargoyles.
What are you saying, Break?
Oh, wow. It's already decided Gargoyles will move on, but I was actually going to say Gargoyles because I think it holds up better than the original Ninja Turtles because of a lot of the cowabunga and awesome.
And
not
you
just
can't
that.
Go wrong with Keith David.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Keith David. But also they had Shredder. What's his name? Fresh Prince. Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince. What's his name?
Yeah, what is that dude's name? I forgot that guy.
I can't think
name.
Of his name right now, but he was awesome as Shredder. Like,
yeah.
And what's his name was Raphael. Now he did Donatello in the Nickelodeon cartoon.
Yeah, no,
they're also, really great.
He also did Rao from Fifth and North Star.
Look, I'll end this by saying TMNT was really fun, but Gargoyles was just super well thought out cartoon. Yeah. Gargoyles is great.
I think there was better storytelling, and there are no lines like. You don't never land a hand on my gazai, or what is it? Get your hands off my gazai, or Ah, shit, what was that fucking line that was so stupid?
Slagar says, cowbunga, dude.
Yeah, so there's a lot of cowbunga and radical and stuff, but, no, but what I was going to say before is the fights in that. If you watch the fights now, they're really bad.
Great cartoon, though. Great cartoon, taking nothing away from TMNT, but Gargoyles is...
And as Eric said, Keith David, my favorite voice actor, and Gargoyles is one of the reasons why.
Keith David's one of my favorite actors, period. He's awesome. All right, what else we got?
Next, sorry, Exo Squad, but you're going to have to go up against Star Wars The Clone Wars.
Ooh.
I didn't watch enough Exo Squad, plus I don't think it ever properly finished.
They didn't. Okay. They finished the main story, but they kind of ended on a cliffhanger of something else was about to happen, and now we're rebuilding after this war. But they did finish the war, the main humans versus the... what are they called? Neo-Sapiens, I think?
Yeah. Dungeon made a good point about Gargoyles. It had Jonathan Frakes, man.
And true, too. Yeah. Yep,
Marina
Sirtis. He did some directing some of those episodes, I think.
Gargoyles is really good. But anyways, this one, it's got to be Clone Wars, right? I mean, Exo Squad is fine. But...
I mean, I've only got through most of Season 1, but I still think it's better than most of Exo Squad.
Exo Squad's a great show, though.
Slagar really says, Clone Wars, anything else in this panel is illegitimate, he says. So, yeah. No, Clone Wars for sure. There's no question.
That's why I apologized to Exo Squad before I even read Clone Wars.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it was...
Because I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. And I have to admit, this one was recommended last week, or this one was actually recommended on Twitter, but I've never actually seen Battle of the Planets.
Oh, I've seen Gatchaman, though.
Yeah.
Which is what it's based on. Battle of the Planets is going to go up against Voltron.
Who recommended Battle of the Planets?
Slagar.
Oh, Slagar. I'm going with Battle of the Planets. Voltron's good.
But... If you wanted to find out who recommended
Voltron's good, but it's also got a lot of problems that Gatchaman doesn't have, so...
Okay,
I'm
so
going with Gatchaman / Battle of the Planet / Force.
Wow! What are you going with, Break?
I'm going with Voltron because I never saw Battle
of the Planets. Oh, dude, Battle of the Planets, good stuff, man. Good stuff. That's a huge upset because I do like Voltron too, but wow. Yeah. Did he recommend both, Slagar's asking? I think you might have, Slagar. But nonetheless, Battle of the Planets is moving on. So what do we got? You there, Break?
Okay. No, I'm sorry. I was trying to say in chat. There was a comment, so I'm just going to... Wyland says, I was a bigger Turtles fan, but Gargoyles was leagues better. Yeah, me too. I agree. But if we were doing like a different Turtles, maybe like the 2000s or something like that.
Yeah, maybe it would have been a different story. But yeah.
But for the original, I think...
Would you consider that an upset? Battle of the Planets over Voltron?
Battle of the Planets wins, right?
Yes,
I guess. I don't know. Battle of the Planets seemed it was recommended, so I'm guessing.
Battle of the Planets actually dealt with death. They didn't try to hide behind it. Yep. Like, oh, yep. Sven's injured. He's not dead.
Yeah, no. Battle of the Planets, good stuff, man, for sure.
And the last two brackets, like I was having a struggle with how I wanted who to go up against who.
Oh man,
these aren't fair, really.
They're not.
Samurai Jack versus Batman the Animated Series.
Oh man, this is a tough one.
As much as I love Samurai Jack, Batman the Animated Series changed.
Batman was just better written.
Yeah,
it changed cartoons.
Yep, like, Batman Animated Series
cartoons were completely different.
Yep.
So I have to say Batman.
Yep, Batman wins by not
no, I
by
love
a landslide,
Samurai Jack.
But
I hate. Killing Samurai Jackson.
I know, man. Samurai Jack is really good, but
but
Batman, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Next, we have Dungeons and Dragons versus the Spectacular Spider-Man.
Oh God, this is.
Well, I never watched Spectacular, but I don't have any memories of Dungeons and Dragons, and I've seen advertisements for Spectacular, and I've always wanted to watch it, so it wins for me.
I'm picking nice. How dare you? I'm picking Dungeons and Dragons because it is one of the greatest cartoons of all time. And
it's a good cartoon, but Spectacular Spider-Man, I chose that one over the other Spider-Man because I think it's the best.
Also, the person who wrote Spectacular Spider-Man also did Gargoyles, so that's another bonus.
You guys pick Spectacular Spider-Man over Dungeons
and
Spider-Man Dragons?
Spider-Man has a better theme song. Spectacular Spider-Man is a catchy theme
song. It did not have a better theme song than Dungeons and Dragons. How dare you? Look at you know what?
Walk off the show, Frank.
I'm walking off, man. Walking off. How dare you? This it's all fucking rigged, man. It's rigged. Uh-huh. How in the world could Spectacular Spider-Man be Dungeons and Dragons, especially with the Dungeons and Dragons theme song, man? I mean, that's just ridiculous. That's
blasphemous. I think Dungeons and Dragons would have worked better if it had not been a bunch of kids pretending to be the classes that they were playing.
Yeah, the Slegar says about the one before Tough, but Batman's Samurai Jack is his wallpaper. So yeah, like, I love Samurai Jack. It's hard. It was hard.
Cool. Dungeon, you son of a bitch, you're getting an exile. Look,
Frank is the Pharaoh confirmed.
I'm gonna remind everybody, and this might change your mind, Breakman. How dare you say that it's a better theme song than Dungeons and Dragons? How dare you? Here it is. It only aired for.
Hey, look! The Dungeons and Dragons ride.
Hold on. It's good.
Dungeons and Dragons, really?
Give me a break.
It's the greatest opening of all time, man.
No, because there's too much talking.
Where are we?
Hold on. You just wait.
Look out! Fear not, Ranger.
Yeah, Ranger.
Barbarian.
Barbarian.
This is dumb.
No, it's not. Very. It's the greatest of all time, man. I'm surprised. Sinestro. God, man. Getting goosebumps.
Venger. The force of...
Venger. How...
Frank is old, Griffer.
How dare you guys, man. All right. I guess I have to accept it because there's been some bigger upsets, but how dare you guys... Spider-Man.
Is this
over.
What happens when you're mad? You start playing the whole show. Or you're gonna watch it.
I was, man.
Watch the show.
And by the way,
I'm done with you people. I'm gonna watch the show.
By the way,
slash whitewash.
I will have you know that Dungeons and Dragons beat in chat. Spectacular. And Slagar says I could see Spider-Man and his amazing friends, but not Spectacular. So. Anyways, Venger was a really cool.
I couldn't put everything on there. I'm sorry. I chose that one because I thought of all the different Spider-Man, like that was, I thought
how,
the best.
How in the world did that beat Dungeon? You guys are insane, man. You guys need to watch Dungeons and Dragons again. Anyways.
Let's move on to the next bracket.
Okay.
Dungeons and Dragons. I wasn't hating on that. But the next bracket is the adult division.
All right.
So these are shows more geared to, you know. Old people like Frank.
You're exiled. You son of a bitch, man.
First up, and I have to confess, I've never actually seen Rick and Morty.
What?
But I know it's a big thing, but I've never seen it. It'll be
I've never watched it either.
It'll be going up against Beavis and Butthead.
Okay, who's going first?
I'm going with Beavis and Butthead because I haven't even watched the other one, and I hate its fan base, so...
Rick and Morty is a fun, smart cartoon.
I'm sure if I actually got to watch it, I'd like it. I haven't seen it, so I can't.
But, damn it, Beavis. Let's, like, you know, move on and stuff. It's definitely Beavis and Butthead. Come on. Yeah, yeah, fire!
Beavis and Butthead was the first counterculture cartoon that I remember watching, so...
Yeah.
You worried me for a moment. The way you're going, I thought you were going to go Rick and Morty, but, I mean...
I can't deny Beavis and Butthead, man. God, that's one of the greatest cartoons of all time, man. All right, what
here's
else?
Here's one that that's been online for years and years and years. Yeah. The Simpsons versus South Park.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man!
As much as The Simpsons got south after like 9, maybe 10 seasons, I still prefer it over South Park.
Oh, okay. Who are you picking?
If
Frank?
You say anything but South Park, Frank, I'm gonna.
Okay, if we were just doing the first 6 seasons of Simpsons, I would probably pick Simpsons because it's a great fucking show. Those first 6 seasons of Simpsons is awesome, but I gotta go South Park. South Park is an all-time great show, man. South Park's great.
Okay. Yeah. Oh man, Eric gave me a heart attack.
That's a big kind of upset.
I haven't watched enough South Park in like years, so I can't comment on
it. Fine. Like Simpsons is a fantastic show. At least it used to be. I mean, I think a lot of the gimmicks of Warren Finn that they still go to.
Yeah. And,
is a problem.
Slagar anyway. Says, is Assie McGee in the adult section?
What the hell is Assie McGee?
I don't know what he's talking about, man. He went with Simpsons, by the way. But yeah, no, South Park moves on. What else we got?
Next, we have Futurama versus Family Guy.
All right, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go first.
I'm gonna go first,
Eric. This time, I'm gonna say Futurama because I can't stand Family Guy. What do you say, Brake?
I like them both, but I like Futurama more.
Oh, what are you saying, Eric?
Futurama.
Yeah. So
Futurama's
we'll get...
one of my favorites. So
yeah, Futurama is a great show, man. Assie McGee.
This one's a little bit different from where we've gone so far. We've done all these comedy shows and stuff.
Yep.
So I figured there's also adult action stuff.
Yeah, okay.
So Castlevania takes on Aeon Flux.
Oh, God, man. This is tough, man, because I really love Aeon Flux, but... Man, that
Aeon Flux kind of sucks because it's mainly just a bunch of shorts that aren't really connected to each other.
Oh, no, it does not suck, man. It's very, very good, but it is disjointed. I would lean towards Aeon, but Castlevania is so good. I'm going to go with you guys. I'm gonna say Castlevania, but barely, because Aeon Flux is an all-timer, man.
I already put Castlevania in because Eric said it, and I was going to say it, so
okay.
It already moved on.
So I was outvoted anyways, even if I did say
Aeon Yeah, Flux. If you won Aeon Flux, it was too late. Castlevania was moving on. Next, we have the Aqua Teen Hunger Force and all the other stupid names they changed their show to for whatever reason versus Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Space Ghost.
Yeah, I think I'm going Space Ghost too.
Oh, wow. That was quick.
My problem with Aqua Teen Hunger Force has less to do with the show and what it did to adult animation on Cartoon Network as a whole, because after that show came out, a bunch of other shows like Metal Apocalypse...
Yeah,
and they all had shitty animation,
yeah.
But a bunch of gross out humor that I just didn't care for.
Well, it was more about being irrelevant humor is what Aqua Teen really brought.
Split in chat, by the way. Slagar says Space Ghost. Freak says ATHF. Wyland says Space Ghost. But yep, Space Ghost, man.
Ghost moves on, even though I would say Aqua Teen Hunger Force personally. I really love Aqua Teen.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong with Aqua Teen, but Space Ghost, man, come on.
Right. I love a lot of these, so I don't know why.
I do too, man. It's really hard to pick.
I don't think Aqua Teen would have existed without Space Ghost.
Yeah,
Ghost,
that's true too. That's true.
I think that's a good point. A lot of stuff on Adult Swim wouldn't have existed without Space Ghost. Yeah. Next, we have the Venture Brothers taking on Ren and Stimpy.
Okay, I'm going to go first on this one. It's an easy one for me. Stimpy, what are you doing, man? Yeah, Ren and Stimpy for me. You break?
You're evil son of a bitch, because it has to be the Venture Brothers.
No way!
I'm going with the Venture Brothers. Yes! Because Ren and Stimpy was created by John Kay, and John Kay's a gigantic asshole.
Oh, God, you are both insane, and how dare you?
I've grown out of that kind of humor.
Oh,
so.
You are both insane. How dare you both? I'm going to walk off. All right, what else we got?
Oh, man, there's just... The dialogue in Venture Brothers is so smart.
Oh,
so funny.
Jesus Christ, man. How could... really? Over Ren and Stimpy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next, we have Daria taking on King
guys.
Of the Hill.
Oh, this is
so
a
So we have
good
sarcasm
one.
Versus...
more sarcasm. Hillbilly sarcasm.
Yeah, hillbilly sarcasm.
I'm going to go with King of the Hill.
I also am going to go with King of the Hill. I think Mike Judge...
This is going to be a clean sweep because I love King of the Hill too.
I think... I really like Daria, but...
King of the Hill was more consistently good. Daria was kind of like...
Yeah, hit or miss. Yeah, for sure. So yeah, King of the Hill for me. For sure.
And King of the Hill had Tom Petty as a voice actor, so...
I have to
get that in there. And next I have Spawn versus Big Mouth.
Oh, God. This is...
I never watched Big Mouth.
Oh,
but I'm
man.
Spawn.
Ooh. Okay, what are you going with, Brake?
Oh, wow. See, this is a tough one, too. Big Mouth is hilarious.
Very different genres.
Yeah, they're very, very different. Spawn was... for me, it was probably the closest to... a comic to a cartoon conversion that we'd gotten to that point.
Yeah, for sure.
Like it wasn't about like this big action cartoon. I mean, there would be some fights and stuff like that, but it was mostly about horror and
yeah,
like
yeah.
The shit that he was going through just being Spawn.
Yep. I like Big Mouth, but I... what are you saying, Break?
I'm going to go with Big Mouth. Ooh, because so... I think... And Big Mouth is very funny, and I think it's approached sex in a new way completely. And yeah. It's like not. I mean, how should I say this? It's made it okay to laugh about things that.
Yeah. Did we lose you, Break?
Comfortable with to begin with.
Yeah. No.
Okay, so I'm the tiebreaker. Bernie says Big Mouth. Dungeon says Spawn. Freak says Big Mouth. But yeah, Keith David, man, it's got to be Spawn. Spawn's one of the greatest cartoons that ever made. Yeah, man.
I mean it is. Either way, like I said, there
I never
wouldn't be...
completely finished watching that.
Spawn oh, Spawn's either. So good, man. So
is
good.
There anywhere I can watch it?
HBO Max.
Mm.
Yeah. If we didn't have Spawn, we wouldn't have had a lot of the other more authentic, like cartoon to
yeah.
comics.
Yeah, like more mature.
Before then, it was.
Yeah.
What's that?
Wyland says, "Why does Break have to be wrong all of the time?" yeah, Spawn moves on, you son
right,
of a bitch.
Spawn moves on. You're right, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I wasn't trying to diss Spawn at all. Like, either way, it was good. It was a great cartoon.
Yep. Okay.
So let's move on to the final division. And I thought this would be kinky or... Well, no, wait, that's the wrong word. Never mind.
Kinky.
Kinky sweet. Are we doing a hentai?
We have a hentai division.
Yeah.
For the last division, we have video games... Or cartoons based on video games.
Ooh, okay, nice, okay.
So first off, we have the Super Mario Brothers Super Show taking on Donkey Kong Country.
Oh. Super Mario Brothers Super Show. Donkey Kong Country is a horrible abomination.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we pretty much all agree on it. Yes, Frank.
We'll have to watch it. I've never seen it. Oh, Bernie, you're in for
a treat. I've seen clips, and that was enough to turn me off of Donkey Kong Country.
Spawn is an all-time great cartoon. I don't care what anybody says. So, okay.
It is. Like I said, before then, what cartoons were at? We're still getting stuff like, Spider-Man.
Yep.
And I'm not talking about Spectacular Spider-Man. I'm talking about that 90s 60, Spider-Man cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember how painful that cartoon
was?
Oh,
God, yeah. Yeah. Freak says
Speaking of painful
Mario.
Cartoons, next we have Video Power. So if you guys don't remember
Just
Video
Power.
Just
count Captain N.
that's the next one is Captain N. But for those who don't remember Video Power, there was it was a
All
half
claim.
Game show, half cartoon, and the cartoon half had like Bigfoot and Wizards of Warriors, Quirk, Narc. There's a couple other ones, and then Captain N had bad interpretations of Mega Man and Icarus.
It's got to be Captain N by default for me. But man, neither is a good
Captain N. At least had catchy music montages.
Yeah, I as a little kid, I loved Captain N. So it's hard to watch it now. But
yeah,
even though Mega Man talked like this and he said every mega fucking word.
Yeah. Snapper and controller combos.
Ooh, look at this. Slagar said Q-Bert better be in this.
He is.
Hey, stop spoiling the brackets. Yeah. Jeez, man, you're all. I'm unsharing.
No, wasn't Q-Bert in Video Power, though?
Q-Bert is not in Video Power.
No. All right, what do we got?
Next, we have these are probably little scene cartoons. I saw them both, and the one that was superior lasted shorter. Mortal Kombat versus Street Fighter.
Are we talking like Street Fighter the movie or just
the cartoons?
Oh,
no,
okay. I would say
Street Fighter because it's more memeable than Mortal Kombat was.
I'll pick Mortal Kombat just to.
Ooh, I'm going to go with Mortal Kombat too because Street Fighter cartoon was based off the movie.
Yeah,
Street Fighter. So like Guile was the hero and Ken and Ryu were a couple of thieves who didn't want to do anything. It was really weird, but Mortal Kombat tried to stick close to the.
Yeah,
source material.
Freak 5 says, didn't Captain N have the sentient Game Boy? I think it did.
Yes, they added
Slagar
in the second
season. Slagar says, Street Fighter, I guess. Yeah, it's a bad one, man.
Really I didn't like the Street Fighter cartoon at all, but I kind of enjoyed the Mortal Kombat cartoon, even though they really couldn't kill anybody or anything like that. Next, we have the Ruby Spears Mega Man. which is Eric's fair show versus Mega Man Fully Charged.
It's like Mega Man was very memeable, but But it's so bad that it's just bad sometimes instead of good.
Weiland says MK was also based on the movie.
So I'm going with Fully Charged.
Right. I'm going with Fully Charged.
I'm just going to say Mega Man just to piss you guys off. But
we know because you like buff men.
You like you love
Mega Man.
Mega Man had an episode where a character was named Dr. Pedo. And Mega Man's supposed to be 13 years old, so yeah. Plus,
I didn't like that they made Proto Man like this
the gigantic jerk.
Yeah, like terrible bad guy. Like he was just a stupid one-liner mentioning idiot. And now, next, anyway,
also the show is full of sexual innuendo for no reason.
Okay,
do you need a reason for sexual innuendo?
It should be there.
Oh, okay. Anyway, next we have Pac-Man, and somebody actually mentioned Q-Bert. Saturday Morning Supercade, which featured Q-Bert, Pitfall, Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong Jr.
Super easy.
Too old for me.
Saturday Morning Supercade for me.
I'm going with Pac-Man.
Oh, so you're the tiebreaker, Breakman. You know what to do.
I liked them both as a kid. There was more variety with the Supercade, but I liked Pac-Man more.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Yeah, I'm sorry, Frank.
God
I
damn
go
it! You guys, man, you guys need your head checked, man. For
Supercade
sure.
was cool. I didn't say I didn't like it. I said there was a lot of hard choices going
Does
on.
Does Dragon's Lair count? Because
yes, it counts.
And Viva Pinata was a cartoon. I just remembered.
Yeah.
Dragon Slayer versus Viva Pinata.
Dragon Slayer.
I'm
hilarious in that game.
I'm going Viva Pinata just because.
I'm going Dragon Slayer because I thought it was cool. Like they screw up and they let you guess for a few minutes at what's going to happen. Like which way would you go? And then they watch him die if they did this way. I thought that was kind of cool as a little kid. Next, before Eric can spoil this one, Wing Commander versus Double Dragon.
Mm.
Ooh, this is a good one.
I don't think I watched much of Wing Commander, but Double Dragon was made by Ruby Spears, so I automatically hate it.
This for me is an easy one. One of these cartoons was good; the other was absolute and total garbage.
So Wing Commander.
What are you picking?
Wing Commander, yes, Wing Commander had great voice actors in it. Mark Hamill. What's his name from Back to the Future? Who did Maniac? Malcolm McDowell, John Rhys Davies.
Wing Commander, easy,
yes.
Man. This
Wing Commander was a good cartoon. Double Dragon was not.
Yeah.
The only reason Commander. Double Dragon is on here is because there aren't many cartoons.
I only remember Wing Commander, the series, like the live action series.
No, the cartoon was pretty good, man.
The series? You mean the movie?
Oh, no, I'm in the games when they went to the live action.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant the Wing Commander movie, which made absolutely no sense at all.
Yeah.
And even though he has 4 billion cartoons, I decided to go with the first one. Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog versus Earthworm Jim.
Ooh. Freak Fight says, Law, when you agree with Frank, fine, but if you disagree with him... there's something wrong with your decision. How dare you, Freak Five? You.
I'd rather go with Sonic because Earthworm Jim reminds me of Danton April, and Danton April's awful, so fuck him.
What are you saying, Breakman, on this one? This is a tough one.
I'm going to go with Earthworm Jim, personally.
I don't think
either one of these cartoons was great, but...
Plus, like, Robotnik was so stupid. It was hilarious to see him...
It's a slight nod to Earthworm Jim. I agree with you, Brake. Neither is great, but
yeah, the only reason some of them like Double Dragon are on there is because there aren't that many like cartoons based on video games.
Okay, so what are we doing next here?
Do you want to go back to the start, or do you want to go to the second one with this one?
Let's go to the second round on this bracket. Okay. Here.
Back to the game division. We have Super Mario versus Captain N.
Super Mario, man. It's not even...
Super Mario.
Yeah, it's
I would say if it didn't have Lou Albano doing the opening as Mario, I would have kind of said Captain N. He definitely, like, you have to vote for him. Like,
yeah.
Swing your arms to side to side.
I know. He put in the effort, man. Like, he was all in for it. Like, he knew
it's
he
like,
was...
I'm a wrestler, but fuck it.
Okay, what do we got next?
We have Mortal Kombat versus Mega Man Fully Charged.
I'm going to say Mortal Kombat because I know what you fuckers are going to say. So Mortal Kombat for me.
Fully charged. Yeah, okay. Mega Man moves on.
I already knew. That's why I said Mortal Kombat. What do you got next?
Next, we have Pac-Man.
Pac-Man what? Versus Dragon Slayer.
Dragon Slayer.
Oh. I'm going to say Dragon Slayer. I didn't really
like... We have a unanimous decision because I'm saying Dragon Slayer as well.
Okay, cool.
Right. Next, in the final bracket of this one, we have Wing Commander versus Earthworm Jim.
Wing Commander for me.
There's, of course, only one good answer to this one. There's one correct answer and there's one wrong answer. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can unanimously agree on this one, right, Eric? Wing Commander?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, let's move down to the next one, which was the adult bracket. Okay. We have Beavis and Butthead versus South Park.
Oh, I think I know this is
Butthead.
Okay, and I know what Break is going to say.
I know, so you're the tiebreaker.
And I'm going to break Breakman's heart because it's got to be Beavis and Butthead, man.
Yeah, I knew this was coming. I saw this coming when I was doing the brackets. I saw it.
Yeah.
Next, we have Futurama versus Castlevania.
Mm. I'm going to say Beavis Castlevania.
Castlevania.
Yeah.
Just to disagree, I'm going to go Futurama, but they're both great.
They're both great. I love Futurama, but Castlevania is a better cartoon, man.
Space Ghost Coast to Coast versus the Venture Brothers. I'm going to say the Venture Brothers because it's one of my favorite shows. Great writing.
Oh, boy. This is tough. I like the Venture Brothers, but not to be a contrarian, even though I am, Breakman, I'm going to say Space Ghost because it's old school, especially those old ones, man.
I'm going to go with Venture Brothers.
No, not the old ones. Like, Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Coast to Coast.
Just as him as a host, not him as a superhero.
Okay, if that being said, I'm going to go with Venture Brothers as well. That's do it because Space Ghost is good, man. Really, really good.
Okay. Yeah, these are lots of hard decisions here. Next, we have King of the Hill versus Spawn.
Mm-hmm. This is easy for me. I mean, Spawn gets it for me, even though I love King of the Hill. It's got great humor. But Spawn just so good, man. Spawn for me.
I'm voting for King of the Hill because I've watched more of that.
Okay, what are you saying?
Wow, I'm the tiebreaker on this one. Uh-huh. I like both of these shows. Spawn was so dark, and King of the Hill is so not dark.
Yep.
Oh, shit. This is an adult category. I'm going with the dark show. Spawn it is.
All right. You actually chose right for a change.
At least we were a little bit more consistent with them.
Yeah.
Right.
I chose for the division winner.
Yeah. Okay.
Next, we have Action Division. We have the original He-Man taking on Batman Beyond.
Whew.
Batman.
Okay. What are you saying, Break?
I'm not decided yet.
Okay. I'll let you be the tiebreaker. I'll say He-Man.
See, I've got such nostalgia for He-Man, but Batman Beyond is a good show.
So good, man. Batman Beyond
it's
really
better
good.
Quality than the original He-Man, so I'm going to go with Batman because if I went on with He-Man...
And the new versus of He-Man is just bizarre. So, even compared
it
to
the weirdest universe.
What was the name of that character in He-Man? Skunkor?
There were a lot of characters like that.
All right, so I'm not upset that Batman.
There's a He-Man called Many Faces. That says everything.
Yeah, I'm not upset that Batman wins.
Yeah, like I said, with He-Man, it was such a great show for the time. But if I try and watch it now, like they've got so many canned animation. Like I can't only stand watching Ram Man run in the same animation so many times before I want to fucking throw the remote. Like I like Ram Man, but fuck.
I think Thunder the Barbarian was better than that regard.
Stinkor was, the name of that.
And Orko, of course.
Orko is awesome, yeah. Okay, what
next
do we got?
Next, we have the Transformers versus the Gargoyles.
Gargoyles.
Gargoyles, man. As much as I love Transformers.
You guys didn't even pause. Just no. Gargoyles, like, wow.
Transformers was a commercial for a toy product. Gargoyles was an actual narrative.
No, Transformers did have a pretty decent narrative, but it couldn't trump Gargoyles, man. Like, Gargoyles is so good.
Yeah, it is a great cartoon. Next, we have Battle of the Planets versus Star Wars: The Clone Wars. And again, there's only one correct answer, so you can't mess this
up
for
me. I'm going with Battle of the Planets.
See why? What's wrong with you, Frank? Why are you broken?
Okay.
Star Wars. Rars. What did I spell? Goddamn, I can't type. Batman versus Spider-Man.
Slayer says it's Stinkor.
Yeah, no, that's Weiland says Stinkor.
I thought it was Skunkor. Yeah. What the one that was looks like a skunk, or are it's we talking not, about the one that's got like the pack?
No, the one that looks like a skunk, it's Stinkor. Weiland's okay. Correct. It's yeah.
So
yes, anyway, Batman versus Spectacular Spider-Man.
I'll go with Batman.
Actually going to go with Batman too because of how influential the show was.
Yeah, I think I got to go. With
it's
Batman
still
too.
I can go watch like episodes of the show from the early '90s today, and it's just the writing was so good. And then anytime Mark Hamill was on there, the Joker just popped. Like
yeah.
Kevin Conway versus Mark Hamill is like the best duo in probably animation.
I cannot disagree. Cannot disagree. All right, what else we got?
So Batman moves on. All right, next we go to the family division. Where we have, and the reason I set it up the way it was is I was kind of hoping this would happen, Looney Tunes versus Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Man, I'm going to say Looney Tunes just by the hair of my chinny chin chin, man.
Right.
Yeah, I got to go with Looney Tunes.
Because of Bugs Bunny, I'm going to go with Looney Tunes too, even though I love Rocky and Bullwinkle. I really love Rocky and Bullwinkle. But
what do you say, Eric? I guess Eric doesn't have an opinion, or what? What's going on? Did we lose
Eric?
Well,
Looney Tunes already won, so he's boycotting, I guess.
Did we lose you, Eric? Are you here?
He's peeing.
Oh, he must be peeing.
Hello?
Oh, okay.
Going to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Told ya. Next, we have Dexter's Lab versus Jim and
you already decided I would vote for Looney Tunes.
Yeah, we
Looney
all...
Looney Tunes clean sweep, yeah. Then. We'd already decided because we'd both picked Looney Tunes. So Dexter's Lab versus Jim and the Holograms.
I'm going Jim, man. I'm going Jim all the way. Like, I like Dexter's Lab, but I also like Jim. I mean, it's one of the weirdest things, but Jim had some decent cartoons, so...
All right, let me answer with...
No, I'm going to put Dexter just because I have more memories of that than Jim.
Okay. Dexter moves on. Dexter interesting.
Moves
on. All right. Okay, Dexter's Lab moves on. Next, we have Hulk Hogan's Rockin' Wrestling versus Scooby-Doo.
Ooh, this is a David and Goliath matchup, and David's going to get smashed in this one, man. Scooby-Doo easily beats Hulk Hogan.
Scooby-Doo's got a lot of canned animation. I really bitch about canned animation nonstop.
Yeah, but I have no excuse of Hogan, so.
Weiland, yeah. How dare you? Weiland's exiled.
I have a lot of love for Scooby-Doo as a kid. I watched every episode.
And I appreciate what they tried to do for kids back then with them, like, being, like, using critical thinking and deductive reasoning.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't much deductive reasoning. It would be, like, three different characters in the show, so it was like, just which one of them is it? And one of them gets killed or disappears, gets kidnapped halfway through. So
yeah,
was...
but they also did the, like, it's not a ghost, it's something else.
You guys were wrong on Jem and the Holograms, by the way. Freak 5 says Jem gave young Freak some of his first boners. I guess that's a reason to vote against it, though. So, yeah, there you go. Dungeon says Scooby-Doo has the mysteries. So
it also has the pot wagon that they had.
Yep, and Adam's Family and Harlem Globetrotter. So yeah, it's Scooby-Doo, man. It's easy.
Well, I mean, those were later things, so we're just talking about the original, and still, I stayed the original.
Yeah,
I'll still stand with that. Next, we have the Animaniacs taking on the Wacky Races.
Animaniacs.
I'm gonna say Wacky Races, man. Like,
shit.
I like Animaniacs all right, but man, Wacky Race is so fun, man. So fun. What are you saying?
Wow, I'm not sure. I like them both.
Weiland's exiled, by the way, in chat.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo was okay until Scrappy came along, then it just got garbage until they made a new series.
You're the tiebreaker.
I'm going to go with the Animaniacs.
Oh, really?
Okay. Pinky and the Brain is going to push it over for me.
All right. I guess I can't be too mad. Animaniacs is a good cartoon. But,
and like I said, like few shows have had catchy songs, in my opinion. Animaniacs had some catchy songs.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's go back up. Or do you want to stay right here?
Let's stay right there. Let's do this one.
All right. We're down to the final four of the family division. We have the Looney Tunes taking on Dexter's Laboratory.
Oof. Looney Tunes for me, man. Like, it's pretty easy.
Looney Tunes.
Yeah, Looney Tunes. I have clean sleep there. Sorry, yeah. Dexter, but Looney Tunes, I mean, Bugs Bunny. Finally,
Jesus Christ, the most overrated cartoon on this whole list, Dexter's Lab. All right.
Next, we have Scooby-Doo taking on the Animaniacs.
I'm going to go with Scooby-Doo, man. Like, I like Animaniacs, but nothing quite gave me as much joy as saying... As you know, like I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you wacky kids. So I'm going Scooby-Doo.
Oh, that's a good. Oh man,
kids, not wacky kids.
Yeah, well, I mean whatever. That's a
meddling kids.
That's a staple thing, you know. Like that saying is so popular. It's
yeah.
Well, Scooby-Doo's affected a lot of things.
Come on, Tidebreaker.
I'm going to go with the Animaniacs so we can have the old goodness. Warner Brothers versus the new Warner Brothers.
Okay. All right. Animaniacs moves on. I don't know how over Scooby-Doo, but screw you guys. I'm going home.
Well, you took out Southpaw, so screw you, Frank.
I guess, man. Yeah, okay.
All on you. Action Division.
Activision.
Slagar says, is this
the
list...
Triple A versus Triple A.
Slagar says, is this list to pick the worst cartoon?
Wow. Well, okay. That's just in the Family Division. Next, we go back up to the Action Division.
Okay.
And we have Batman Beyond taking on the Gargoyles.
Oh, God. This is a titanic matchup, man. Mm. I think both of these cartoons are super good, but I'm going to lean towards Gargoyles.
I'm going to go with Gargoyles just because it was slightly better written than Batman Beyond.
Oh, wow. I have so to go tough. Gargoyles, too.
And Batman Beyond doesn't really have a clean ending. I mean, it had to make a movie in order to kind of make up for it.
Well, they gave it an ending on...
On what?
Yeah. Unlimited.
Yeah.
Last episode of that, they gave it an ending.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, so, Gargoyles but moves I mean, on.
Those shows were all tied in together, so... Yeah, you should go back and watch Unlimited. Anyways, Star Wars, The Clone Wars versus Batman, the animated series, and I think this is probably the biggest one on here.
This is a big matchup here. I'm going to make an admission to you guys. I have not seen the entirety of Clone Wars.
Me either, so I'm going with Batman.
God, but Star Wars gets so good, man.
Well, we already know what I'm going to say, so before you make your decision, Frank, I, of course, am going to go with The Clone Wars because I think it is the greatest cartoon of all time.
I'm going to go with Star Wars. I'm going with Star Wars.
Frank? I didn't...
No. Look, I have not seen the entirety, but what I've seen enough. Clone Wars is great. I'm picking it ever so slightly over Batman, the animated series.
Nice.
Yeah. Ever so slightly. Okay.
Nice. Either way, you couldn't have gone wrong with that one. Like I said, I think it was the biggest decision on here. Next, we have Adult Division. Ooh. And we have the Beavis and Butthead taking on Castlevania.
Okay, I'll let you guys go first. Eric, what are you picking?
Castlevania.
All right, you break.
Beavis and Butthead.
I gotta be the fucking tiebreaker here.
I'm sorry, man. These are both great shows, but Beavis and Butthead was just legendary.
I'm going with Beavis and Butthead too, man. It's such a good show.
The stuff they did, like they changed animation just with their antics. Like it was taboo before Beavis and Butthead
and a lot of take nothing away from Castlevania. I think Castlevania's gone further than anybody ever thought they would in this bracket.
Video game based TV shows is absolutely best, which is why I didn't put it in that category.
Yeah, I would have killed in that category.
It would have destroyed everything else because there is unquestionably no other one better
than that. Castlevania.
The only one who would probably come close is Fully Charged.
I would get smashed, man. Castlevania would have won. Yeah. What else we got?
Next in the adult division, we have the Venture Brothers taking on Spawn.
I'm going to go first. I'm picking Spawn, man. I know how great Venture Brothers is, but Spawn's so good. Spawn.
There's so many great characters in Venture Brothers, like the Monarch and Sergeant Hatred, who was a former child molester. And, you know, they have a lot of jokes about him molesting children.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Who are you picking, Eric?
Oh, Spawn.
Oh, Spawn moves on.
Spawn moves on.
Who would you have picked, Break?
Venture Brothers.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's really cool to like make fun of child molestation, even if they're former.
South Park does it all the time.
Another reason why I wasn't voted for it in any category.
I think Beavis and Butthead has done that kind of stuff, too. Mm. Anyway, last we have the games division. In the final four, we have Super Mario taking on Mega Man Fully Charged.
Okay, I know what you guys are going to pick, so I'll go ahead and be contrarian. Super Mario for me.
Mario.
What? Huge upset. What would you have said, Blake?
I was going to say Mega Man Fully Charged, because like I said, Castlevania, other than this one, like Castlevania went
Fully, Fully Charged is incomplete. But Super Mario could be just viewed as itself.
Wow,
Fully
Super
Charged,
Mario.
Wing Commander and Castlevania are probably the best video game cartoons. But yeah. Super Mario moves on. Because, well, Lou Albano was amazing. He sold the show. Like, yeah. Because the cartoons weren't that good.
Yeah,
they
I
really
agree.
Weren't. Like, we waited all week for Zelda, because on Friday, Zelda was like, oh, this at least is halfway passable.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway. Coming to us live from
coming to us live from Dragon's Lair. It's Wing Commander.
Dragon's Lair versus Wing Commander.
Dragon's Lair.
I'm picking Wing Commander, man. Commander was.
I'm thinking Wing Commander too, because it has an awesome voice cast.
Yeah, it's so much better. Great, great cast, man. All right, what else?
Do you want to decide this one, or do you want me to move back to the
Let's do this one. Let's decide. It's going to be easy.
Super Mario, Lou Albano versus Wing Commander and Mark Hamill.
Wing Commander.
I think it's unanimous. Wing Commander, man.
Wing Commander. All right.
Yeah.
Wing Commander moves on.
Commander is the champion of the video game division, right?
Yep. So right. Let's move on to the adult division, where Beavis and Butthead takes on Spawn.
Oof, this is super tough, man. Beavis and Butthead versus Spawn, man. Like,
I'm gonna vote for Spawn.
What are you going with, Break?
Beavis and Butthead.
Ooh, so I get to be the breaker here.
Mm-hmm. Either way, you can't go wrong. You get great voice acting with Spawn, but you get a culture change from Beavis and Butthead.
I'm going to go with Spawn, man. Keith David puts it over the top. Like
I said, great voice acting.
Yeah. I mean, I can't – and the writing was really good in Spawn too, man. So Spawn wins the action division, right?
No, that's adults.
Adult vision.
Now we're going to the Activision. We're going to Activision now. Or Gargoyles takes on Star Wars: The Clone Wars.
Okay, I'm going to go first. I'm going to go with Gargoyles. I think Gargoyles is one of the most underrated but best cartoons of all time.
I haven't seen enough Clone Wars to vote for it, so I'm going for Gargoyles.
Yeah, big upset. Man.
I was going to go with Clone Wars because, as I said, my favorite show.
Yeah.
I think
Sorry, Break, man.
Storytelling and the last season, the animation. Oh, God. Anyway, yeah. Gargoyles moves on.
Look, Star Wars is a great show.
Visually, at least.
Yeah, Star Wars is a great show, man. No question.
It has aged well.
Just as like the early seasons of Clone Wars look but ugly now.
Looney Tunes versus the Animaniacs.
I'm picking Looney Tunes, man. Looney Tunes is like a Titanic fucking cartoon.
Wow,
iconic.
Looney Tunes. I guess this is a surprise.
Who would you pick, Break?
Actually, I was going to say Looney Tunes, too, so I didn't like I said it wasn't that much of a surprise. All right. Looney Tunes wins the family division.
All right.
And it is going to take on the action division.
Okay.
Gargoyles versus Looney Tunes.
Oh, man. This is tough. You got all the history with Looney Tunes. I'm going to go first, and I love Gargoyles so much. But I also love Looney Tunes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Gargoyles because of the story. Like, there wasn't a set narrative on Looney Tunes. You know, you had a lot of the wacky adventures and violence.
There wouldn't be a lot of cartoons that we have today if we didn't have Looney Tunes.
Yeah. Weiland is saying Gargoyles is the gem that's the nun of cartoons. How dare you? I'm going with Gargoyles, man. I like Gargoyles a lot, man.
What about you, Eric?
Gargoyles.
Oh. Wow, unanimous decision as Gargoyles moves on.
Wow. Right.
Sorry, Looney Tunes. I love you. I love Bugs Bunny and all, but Gargoyles.
Okay.
Like I said, Keith David is my favorite voice actor, and Gargoyles is a big reason why.
You know what movie I loved Keith David in? Two movies. They Live and
The Thing.
Pitch Black. No, I liked him in The Thing too, but Childs is a great character. Okay, what else we got?
Next we have the Adult Vision Spawn taking on the champion of the game division, Wing Commander.
Ooh. Fuck, man. What are you saying, Brake? You
we
go
have
first.
Both, we have good. We've
great. Wait. You've got Gargoyles in the games versus adults, not the family.
Oh, you're right. My bad. Thank you. At least somebody's paying attention.
Okay. What are you picking, Brake?
Oh, wow.
I'm going to go with Spawn.
Oof. What are you going with, Brake?
Did you say Spawn, Frank?
I didn't say anything.
I didn't say anything. Okay. Oh, man. I'm going to say Wing Commander just because we've already got Gargoyles, so Keith Davis is already represented. So, you know, I think there's other great voice actors representing that.
Oh, my goodness, man. So I'm the tiebreaker on this one. It's so hard, Brake, man. It's so hard.
I never watched Wing Commander, the cartoon, so I can't.
Wing Commander's good, but Spawn, way too good, man. I'm going with Spawn, man. Like, Spawn is...
Spawn wins. I figured it would.
Yeah, Spawn's an all-timer, man. Like I can't think of anything much better than Spawn, but...
I was kind of hoping Spawn versus Castlevania would happen. But
that would have been good, man.
I thought I'd set it up the way that it would, but Beavis and Butthead ran train on everybody. So,
Weiland says, "Quit being wrong, Brake, man." Okay, wow. So now we're down to the finals. The greatest cartoon of all time. What do we got, Brake?
We have the winner of the games in adult division, Spawn, versus the action and family division, Gargoyles.
Wow.
I'm going to go ahead and say, since I've started this, my decision is for Gargoyles.
Ooh. I'm going to vote for Gargoyles.
Wow. I would have sent Spawn ever so slightly over Gargoyles, but I cannot argue with you guys. Gargoyles are great, man.
All right. Gargoyles is the greatest cartoon of all time.
Now Wayland can be angry.
Look, Wayland, I tried, man. Spawn is probably, man, Gargoyle's so good, though, man.
There's some, like I said, it's a hard thing. A hard decision going back.
Yeah.
And it makes as a child of Looney Tunes that improved on the family. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Pope Bacon doesn't take kindly to people who are wrong.
Oh, man, that was really a ton of fun, man. Like, we're going to, you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to do another one of these in about a month or so, but, like, for, like...
And I'll take time to watch the shows I haven't watched,
like,
if I can.
All-time great, A Curse of Bacon upon... Hey, Weiland, I voted for Spawn. I voted for Spawn, Weiland. I don't want no curses on me, man.
I want Star Wars The Clone Wars to win, so, you know, this isn't my decision either, but
it's
this is a group decision.
Look, go back to
I don't think
the,
it's a wrong one, because Gargoyles is a fantastic cartoon.
Go back to the bracket. Slagar says, that was cool. Didn't agree with 90% of it, but cool. we're going to do, okay, I'm going to say it right now. We're going to do, in about a month's time, we're going to do all-time TV series. And that should be a ton of fun.
Like live action?
We'll do both. Live action. We'll do live action TV series, but we'll have to, like, figure out the details.
It's going to be harder for me since I've watched so little of them.
Yeah, I know, but you'll know some of the, you know, the ones. But go back to the bracket. I'm going to tell you what I'm most surprised with, Breakman. Go back to that bracket so I can take a quick peek. Beavis and Butthead, I thought, would have won the whole thing or come close, really? But they came fairly close. They ran up against the juggernaut of Spawn, man. Spawn just go down a little bit. Spawn destroyed everything, man. Wow, yeah. But ended up losing.
Spawn ran through that really easily, too.
What did Gargoyles go up against? They took down your Star Wars, man. Yeah.
They
took down Transformers.
The only bad thing about Gargoyles was the Gargoyle Chronicles, which I disavow his existence of.
Yeah, look, Dungeon.
I don't
says,
know what you're talking about.
What's his chronicles?
What is the curse of bacon? Freak Five as and Wyland
it
says
it wasn't written by Wiseman. I don't give a fuck about it.
Wyland says, ask break. That's all he says. Dungeon says, I can't be mad at any of the choices. Really, cartoons are fun. Some are huge favorites. Some need to be added to my list of 2C. Well, I'm glad we could bring that, you know, to your attention too. It's not all about picking, you know, everything. But Slagar says, kids, Saturday morning competition. We might do that. Are you running the bracket, Frank, or are you just now giving someone else more work? No, I'm not. How dare you, son of a... I gave this one to Breakman. Look, I did the last one. I did the horror icon one. That was a huge success, other than Wyland, you know, saying that the nun had no business winning. But I thought it was a ton of fun, so I thought this was a ton of fun too. I mean, there's always going to be dissenting opinions. Like a couple of my cartoons got nowhere. Like Courage the Cowardly Dog didn't do good, or you know, stuff like that. But it's just, you know, just how I mean, people have different opinions.
I could do like two more of these just with the name, with the list of cartoons I have.
Yeah,
the runner-up list.
Wyland says a ton of none. Wyland's going to be salty until we do another. In October, Wyland will do the horror icon one again, and maybe the nun will lose. The returning champion, the nun, won that. And that's
so for him. If Star Wars or Spawn don't win, nobody win, right?
I was really surprised that Star Wars didn't go further, but that's just the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. This bracket race was great fun, great opinions all around. Yeah, I mean that's all. This it's just to have fun. That's all we do. But yeah, so all right. So the ultimate greatest cartoon of all time ends up being Gargoyles.
We have decided it. We know for sure. We have all the facts. Any other bracket you see is wrong.
Right. We are the correct bracket by far. So anybody else that did this can suck it, pretty much. Right, Break? I mean,
We're sorry to rain on your parade, but. Hey, Wing Commander almost got away with it. You're right. That would have been a huge upset. Wing
Commander, you know what? I almost went Wing Commander.
If I had watched maybe I'd be able to, you know, turn it into its favorite.
I don't know how well it holds up. I haven't seen it since the 90s.
It holds up okay, but it just – it wasn't Gargoyles, man. Like, it's just not Gargoyles.
Gargoyles, like, I don't know. A lot of people don't like Gargoyles.
Yeah. Okay. That's going to pretty much wrap it up, man. Like, a month time, maybe. I don't know who – maybe Breakman, you want to, because you did a really good job of organizing this one, man. I'm you know, all thanks to Breakman for putting this thing together. He had a huge job to do because there were literally, 120, 130 cartoons that you had to whittle down to, 64?
We had a lot.
So kudos to you, Breakman. Really appreciate your tough work on this. We will be doing probably about a month, maybe a little bit longer. We'll be doing a TV show, you know. So there we go. Harmonica before he leaves, Breakman.
What? I got cut off somehow.
Yeah. Okay. What? Thanks. Thanks everybody in chat. And let's do our plugs, man. You break, man.
I think
do your plugs.
Bacon tried to kick you, and he kicked me instead.
I didn't kick anybody.
Not you.
Break, man. Your plugs.
Harmonica, apparently.
The harmonica, and then this. It's a hoedown. You can follow me at @break_man on Twitter and at RP Grinders on Twitter. Later, Freak. You can ask us anything. We'd like to know what games you guys what you guys think about our bracket. What you think about the winner and the losers, and tell us how wrong we are. Well, we're not. We're correct 100%.
We are 100% correct, Breakman. All right, Eric.
Sorry. So if you disagree, you were wrong. Sorry.
Yep. All right, Breakman or Eric, your plugs.
I'm going to plug babies that don't want to eat banana.
Slagar says, good show. Thanks, Slagar. Really appreciate everybody coming in for episode 600. What are your plugs, Eric?
The babies and the bananas. But I'm going to plug sites like BostonPastureBrigade.com and Vogue Network. No, I mean TotallyGN.com. I'm tired. I write reviews for those sites, and if you like what I've written and you want to support me, sending me as little as a dollar on my Patreon would help, which you can find in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. Thanks for the harmonica interlude there.
I was trying to do it real low. I was doing it the whole time.
It's all good.
Trying to give you like a background music.
Thanks, everybody in chat. It was a ton of fun. Let me thank all the chatters. I know Freak 5 was in there. Wyland was in there. Holtel Calmom was in there. Mister was in there. Need Hyman, I guess, is Need Him is was in chat.
Yo, Joe. Yeah, I was disappointed. Yeah, Joe got knocked off right away.
I know. It was so close, though. Dungeon Buster.
I really wanted to do the G.I. Joe versus Transformers. I thought it would have been a disservice to put them in different brackets and somehow they didn't go up against each other.
Slagar, thanks for joining. And Sweet Holly, thank you for joining as well. Really appreciate you all participating in chat. Thanks to everybody over the years that have supported Grinders. Episode 600 is not a small feat. It's really hard to get, especially for a weekly show. If you're a daily show, 600, no problem. But, you know, over 12 years of doing this, guys. So thanks to everybody. Like I said, really appreciate it. And thanks to all the listeners. Bernie says happy 600. So thanks everybody that was listening.
Yeah, suck on that 300.
Yeah, exactly. So thanks
you are
everybody.
Sparta. Yeah, but yeah. We are RP Grinders.
So thanks to everybody in chat. Thanks everybody listening on the archives. Can't thank you all enough for the support. We're coming up on, we're trying to reach 10,000 views on Twitch, which is a huge accomplishment. So spread the word, you know, let everybody know we're still doing RP Grinders. You can follow me on any of the systems. It's RP Grinders on Nintendo or Sony or Xbox, whatever, the PlayStation, you know, all those good fun things, RP Grinders. And the RPG is capitalized on the ones that, you know, you need to capitalize for. No, it's all good.
I keep hitting high notes. I'm trying to do low. I'm going to stop because I get in the line.
It's all good, my friend. Thanks to everybody who enjoyed this episode 600. Freak 5, if you're still listening, send me your info. I'll send you out the game of your choice. And then the archive listener, let me know, break, if anybody answers the question. I'll give you the, you could look it up, the answer on Google if you want, to the trivia question, but I'll give it to you.
Let me see if anybody has tweeted us the answer already.
Oh, maybe. If they did,
One of the listeners decided, hey, I want to win because, you know.
Well, they would be disqualified because we haven't even put the show up.
I know, I'm just kidding.
All right, but thanks everybody for listening. You know, really appreciate it. Really appreciate the support over the years. Thanks, everybody. Slagar, I don't know if I mentioned you, but thanks for being here for episode 600. Really appreciate it. Thanks, everybody. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Wouldn't be an outro if Breakman didn't ruin it with harmonica. Where's the harmonica, Break?